told of eight federal prosecutors the trail apparently leads to the White House. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive in Washington.
A White House spokeswoman confirms 2 years ago then-counsel Harriet Meyer suggested replacing all 93 U.S. attorneys, many heavily criticized by Republicans. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, is now said to have resigned because of his contacts with the White House. David Burnham, in a group that investigates government records, on one why some may object.
Federal enforcement is not supposed to be crassly political. It's supposed to be even-handed and thoughtful.
The White House says the Bush administration had every right to replace political appointees. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, the military's top-ranked man in uniform, General Peter Pace, says the don't ask, don't tell policy on gays is justifiable on moral grounds. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff tells the Chicago Tribune homosexuality is immoral.
I do not believe that the armed forces of the United States are well served by saying through our policies that it's okay to be immoral in any way, not just with regard to homosexuality.
It's their day in court for the families of 17 American sailors killed in the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen. They brought a $105 million suit against Sudan, charging the government with bankrolling and training al-Qaeda, which has claimed responsibility for the attack. Mérida, Mexico is the final stop on President Bush's Latin America tour, and he'll be talking immigration reform. CBS's Peter Mayer is traveling with Mr. Bush and joins us live.
And Nick, Mexico is insulted by U.S. plans for that border fence, but the president won't budge.
We got a very long border, and it needs to be enforced.
Today, Mr. Bush will brief Mexican President Felipe Calderon on his immigration reform plan. He hopes for congressional action by August, but...
I'm just a simple member of the executive branch. It's the legislative branch that decides the calendar.
Well, the president will continue to lobby lawmakers on the hot-button issue, especially conservatives in his own party. Live in Mérida, Mexico, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Senate today is poised to vote on a measure designed to improve national security. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story from Capitol Hill.
Following the lead of the House, the Senate bill would implement many of the remaining recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, including inspecting all cargo on airplanes and tightening up security at America's ports. But the bill faces a veto threat from President Bush because of a small provision that would let airport passenger screeners join a union. The TSA workers would not be allowed to strike, but the president says if the bill allows them to join border guards and other federal workers in a union, he'll veto it.
Amid rising criticism in Congress, the Transportation Security Administration's launched an intense program of randomly inspecting airport workers in Florida and Puerto Rico. The screenings follow last week's arrest of two Com Air workers for allegedly taking 14 guns aboard a plane. There are new guidelines aimed at making Americans' food safer, but will they get the job done? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett.
Remember those outbreaks of tainted produce which produced E. coli and salmonella after spinach and tomatoes were bought? Nearly 400 people nationwide got sick. Now there are voluntary guidelines covering how fresh fruits and veggies are handled, from shredded lettuce to sliced pineapple. Processing produce increases that risk of bacterial contamination. The FDA recommends focusing on areas including hygiene of those who harvest crops, plus better sanitation in storage buildings and transport. Consumer advocates say since these are rules, not rules, but they're guidelines, they are totally unenforceable. Nick?
Quite a show in the pre-dawn hours this morning in Las Vegas. A legendary Stardust Hotel reduced to so much dust to make room for a new mega resort. It's 4 past the hour.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The other shoe has dropped. CU Boulder is now suspended. Those two young guys busted over the weekend as police investigated an alleged hate crime at the Pearl Street Mall. 21-year-old Adam Perez and Eric Shorling allegedly made homophobic slurs and started a fight with two gay guys. Both Perez and Shorling are accused of assault and bias-motivated crimes, Police Chief Mark Beckner said.
We are a part of this community, and we don't tolerate it either, and we will use the law to the fullest extent to prosecute those individuals involved. We do not want to see this continue.
The two men also face the school's judicial process. If found guilty, they could be expelled. Secretary of State Mike Kaufman has put Denver and three other counties on an election watch list. It's because of major voting problems last November. Kaufman says monitors are going to be sent to Denver, Pueblo, Douglas, and Montrose counties. ASAP. And it appears she figured out how to be on unemployment for 13 years. A Denver grand jury has now indicted a 61-year-old woman on an unemployment scam.
Now, this had been going on for many years, but it was a very sophisticated scam. There wasn't anything in what this defendant was allegedly doing that would have raised a red flag.
Lynn Kimbrough with the Denver DA's office says Adele Rastudis registered phony businesses with the state, assumed false identities, and collected more than $400,000 in unemployment since 94. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. So far, excellent conditions. As you head out, make your way toward highways in the Denver area. Southbound 25, seeing the usual buildup now through Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound 270 for sure across Commerce City. We do have a rollover crash at Smoky Hill and southbound Buckley Road, so avoid that area. Also, northbound Highway 85 remains closed south of C-470 due to a crash. And in the high country, westbound I-70, just west of the Loveland ski area, we've had a large rock slide off onto the shoulder. CDOT crews going out to remove it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Works. Stop talking about those potholes and the god-awful road system in the city of Denver, Jay, because it's not working. Okay. Am I starting out with a chip on my shoulder?
Sounds like you got a whole 2x4.
Already? Okay. A couple of things from yesterday. Number one, Halliburton is moving to Dubai. People sent me emails about that. We didn't talk about that yesterday. But here's what Halliburton is going to tell you if you bring this up. What Halliburton is going to say is they're going to say that they are going to spin off KBR, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, which does the majority of their work in Iraq, I believe, and is responsible for bad food to the troops, putrid water, cost overruns, but they're going to sell that company. So therefore, they claim that by selling that company, that is going to get them out from underneath questions by Senator Frank Lautenberg and others about security, cost overruns, and the general ripping off of the taxpayers.
Plus, the CEO, him bad self, is moving to Dubai, so...
Yeah, he's going to live with Michael Jackson.
So Congress can issue all the subpoenas at once, and he can just sit there and thumb his nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
he can fight that. You're right.
Here's what one oil industry expert said about why they're moving to Dubai. That's a sign of just one thing.
Global business.
Well, that was good. Global business.
The energy is a global business.
That's where all the action is, in the Middle East. That's why Halliburton's got to move there.
Well, as long as they don't get any tax breaks out of it, as long as they don't, and as long as they follow through with the KBR thing, and they still need to be investigated because we still need to know how much they ripped us off, and they need to pony all that bread back up again. So... that's number one that we didn't get to yesterday. Here's number two. And I know that we do a lot of stories about gay rights. And I don't apologize for that. I'm sorry, but I don't apologize for that. Because, to me, it's really an elementary, simple question of a segment of people in this country who some want to relegate as second-class citizens, and I find that to be ridiculous.
including now the chairman of the Joint.
Well, I'm getting to that. Thank you for dragging the punchline out and displaying it before I ever got there. It's the John M. Show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, play that quote. Do you have that quote, John? We're going to play that quote by Peter Pace, which just goes to show you that this administration and also the Pentagon, I guess, but everything that touches this administration, they're all green teeth knuckle draggers. I hate to use that term, but it's really true. Like, listen to this.
I believe that homosexual acts between individuals are immoral, and that we should not condone immoral acts.
I thought he was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I didn't realize he was the moral czar for the United States of America. Why is he talking about this? Well, because somebody asked him about the don't tell,
don't ask, don't tell.
You know, yeah. And it amazes me. It really amazes me that people can't just give the right kind of answers, which would be, this is what the Army's policy, this is what the Armed Services policy is. This is what we do. And if the American people don't like the policy, and I'm sure there's some who don't, myself included, probably you,
yeah,
John, most people we know, then the American people should go through their elected representatives and move to try to influence and change the policy. But instead, he gives us a moral pronouncement.
Well,
you know, do you need that? I don't need that from him. Fight the damn war in Iraq, figure out how to get our kids out of there, and shut your stupid mouth.
We should have known this guy was a wacko right-wing Christian back when he commented that Rumsfeld had been chosen by God to be defense secretary. That should have been the tip.
Now, you're right.
Out there.
You're right. You're right. You're right. All right, listen to this other cut.
Gays should serve openly in the military. To me, says that we, by policy, will be condoning what I believe is immoral activity.
Okay, so in other words, the whole policy of the United States Armed Forces have to hinge on Reverend Peter Pace's view of gay rights.
What I believe. Don't
what I believe.
On I.
What I believe.
What a jerk.
Yeah, he ought to be fired for that. But he won't.
No.
It won't happen.
I'm sure he is. He was appointed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he is a wacko right-wing Christian nutcase.
Yeah, he won't be fired. You're right. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Meanwhile, how many? It's like 10,000 gays they forced to resign from the.
Yeah, and some of them were Arabic linguists.
50,
too.
Yeah, 50 out of the 65 Arabic linguists they had. Now they've only got like 15 guys in all of Iraq that really are fluent in the language. God, they're
so stupid. So what difference does it make what somebody's sexuality is unless they're like having sex?
You know,
in other words, what difference does it make? If you go into the armed services and you're a gay or lesbian and you don't have sex, what difference does it make? How does anybody know you're gay?
There's not another army in the in the industrialized world, I believe. I might be wrong, but let's just say most allow homosexuals in, and it hasn't hurt the morale. The troops aren't afraid to undress in front of these gay guys. They're not afraid that that gay fellow's going to climb into their bunk at night. Astounding!
It is astounding, isn't it?
It really
is astounding that this kind of. That this kind of stuff goes on. Here's the bottom line on the U.S. military. We can't allow queers in the U.S. military, but, well, if you're a convicted felon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or you've had trouble with the law, or you never graduated high school.
Or you have an IQ down there around plant life. That's fine.
Come on in.
Yeah. Did you see 60 Minutes Sunday night?
Yes.
Andy Rooney's comment?
Yes.
Yeah. Bring back the draft.
Yeah, I've always believed we should bring back the draft. We bring back the draft, and let me tell you something. This war will be over with, and every single Republican who is sitting here, like Doug Lamborn and Tom Tancredo, who's opening a presidential office in New Hampshire, what a joke that is, and Marilyn Musgrave, and all the rest of them would be out on their butts because, my God, you're not going to force my kid to go over there.
Yeah, when you
the American people, let me tell you something, and I know I'm getting loud here, and I know somebody out there's going, Jay, it's 6:20 in the morning, stop it. But you know what? The American people are not at war in Iraq.
That's right.
The military is at war. Right. There's no sacrifice by us at all in this whole situation. There is no sacrifice at all, and we ought to bring back the draft, and I don't care what anybody says, but we ought to do it because I'll tell you, Prince Harry is going to go to Iraq.
Yeah.
Are the Bush twins going to Iraq? Whoops, nope, no way. The elites, it's always like they always have somebody, you know, with the exception of a few congressmen and a few senators, but it's like this whole thing is like ridiculous.
Well, you know, Americans have sacrificed, as our president said. They're sacrificing their peace of mind.
Yeah, right.
What a moron!
I mean, it's just... unbelievable.
If
all
his daughters
stuff
were over there driving supply trucks and dodging IEDs, he wouldn't be singing that tune.
And then Dick Cheney sings that old Saw Yesterday, which gets a play on the media, about, well, if Congress supports, and I'm paraphrasing him, in any war stance, they're not supporting the troops.
How many deferments did he get?
Yeah, they're undermining them. Oh, excuse me, Big Daddy Pimp. But what about the VA system, Big Daddy Pimp?
Yeah.
This guy is a pimp. This guy is a pimp and a whoremonger. I hate to be so vile. I hate to be so terrible. But it's really true. Don't question our motives about this. We love our country. Stop it. Stop pimping the troops all the time as some kind of moral crowbar to try to get us all to be quiet and stand down.
Well, you know, Cheney's not just a pimp. He's a whore as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, he's got no
Halliburton.
Soul. He's got no soul. Okay, so now, what have you discovered in the first 22 minutes of this show? That we're spitting bacon grease here. That we're really, that Jay's really wound up. Okay, I'll take a clozapine or something, and then we'll continue the program.
I'm going to take my nitroglycerin tablets.
You know, Howard Beale, I'm not going to take this anymore. And there was one other thing I wanted to tell you, too, before we went to the break, and now I can't remember. Oh, I know.
Right.
Thank you to David Gregory of Hardball last night, who was sitting in for Chris Matthews. I'll bring this up to Jameson Fosier later on in the morning. He's talking to Richard Lamb and Tony Perkins, and he says, well, you know, among value voters. So I turn to Mary, I say, oh, I guess that means that we don't have any values since we don't agree with these people.
No, we're immoral.
Yeah, thank you, David. Nice Hardball. Take this Hardball, okay, pal? You know, that was one of them.
The middle digit Hardball.
Yeah. All right, it's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. You want to jump in on this?
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 30 3rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Rocky Balboa coming to DVD.
I think I want to, like, fight.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, well, I think I do.
The legend returns for one final round.
It's over. You can tell some more, Joe Soul.
Loaded with special features and an alternate ending that really packs a punch.
It takes guts climbing back in that ring.
The New York Times proclaims it's all hard.
You can do it!
Rocky Balboa on DVD, Blu-ray disc, and for PSP March 20th. Rated PG for boxing violence in some language. Special features and alternate ending not rated.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Little Stones. You bet. 627, 27 minutes after 6, mostly sunny, high today, 72, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I know, before I go to the phone, there's one other thing I wanted to put in, and I'm going to mention this several times this morning. I want to thank the Rocky Mountain News, I believe it was yesterday, maybe the day before, for presenting the Republican point of view on the Iraqi debate in the legislature, but never giving the Democratic response or the Democratic point of view. Thank you so much to the Rocky Mountain News for fair and unbiased reporting. And if you've got 5 minutes today, you ought to drop the Rocky a letter. And you ought to say something about it. Because it's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not ethical above board journalism. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Boy, that's for sure. Thank you very much for mentioning that. I saw that, too.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable? How do they think that people like you and I and others who have a half a brain can read that and go, wait a minute, there's no other side of the story?
We're seeing that so often now in both papers. The Post did a hatchet job on RTD on Friday, had the big headlines about how light rail was going to be 65% more expensive. Just stated as a fact in the headline, but you had to read way down into the story to find out that it was a draft report that wasn't finished, and they were afraid that a lot of the things had been counted twice, but it wasn't reflected in the headline. That's the kind of stuff we're getting from our papers.
And I guess what ends up happening is that the public either doesn't notice or whatever the reason doesn't see it. And so then what ends up happening is they allow them to get away with it.
Well, sure, and it's subliminally, the suggestions are subliminally planted. The public is scanners, not readers.
I mean, this is the second time in a week that the Rocky has done this. For a second time in a week, the Rocky Mountain News, with no criticism at all, uncritically reported Republican criticism of the Democratic-sponsored resolution opposing President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq without offering any Democratic response. The news said the resolution as being potentially the biggest fight of all during the Colorado legislature's current season. Well, if it's that big, why didn't they give both sides of the story?
You ought to get John Temple on the air and nail him.
You think he'd come on with us?
Well, Mr. Turk is going to be charming. Of course he will.
I can be as charming as I want to be, but if, you know, if they don't like the station or the host, they don't like to come on.
Well, I think people should, and I'm gonna mention this throughout the morning, but I think people should take time to send the Rocky an email and point out to them that what they're not doing is what they're doing is not fair, and it's not honest journalism. And that we know what's going on. We're hip to it. So knock it off and either start doing it fairly, or the end result is that we just won't take anything you say as being credible, I guess.
Yeah, they got the phone number and put it out over the air, too.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, my call is about that you're talking about the Reverend Peter Pace. You know, the services never got integrated until Truman had to do it by executive order.
Right.
In 1946, because he knew he'd never be able to get that through a Dixiecrat Congress.
Right.
That's what a new president in 2009 is going to have to do to reverse this.
Yeah, but you know, I thought it was interesting.
You're probably right.
When Clinton was first elected and proposed getting rid of the anti-gay statutes in the military, I think he thought, and I think a lot of people thought, it was a slam dunk that nobody was going to protest about this. And all of a sudden it was like, ooh.
Well, I think we ought to be living in a society where people's sexuality ought to be checked, and also their whether they're undocumented workers or not. Especially if they have Hispanic last names. Now, you know, never mind if they're from, like, Sweden or Norway or something. That's okay. We like that. But if your last name is, Arguello or Rodriguez or Tehran or something like that, then we ought to immediately be able to walk up to any citizen and demand that they prove that they're United States citizens and that they're here legally.
Yeah, the illegal immigration hysteria is very selective, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to tell you how bad it is and how bad the backlash is on that. I've been holding on to an immigration, an undocumented worker story here and an immigration story here. I've been holding on to it since last week. I cannot emotionally bring myself to do it on the air because I don't want to face down all these people who call up and will send me emails. You don't care about the borders. You obviously want to open the borders to everybody. And it's like, come on. You know, I never say that, and I don't believe that. But it's like that's, you know, it's nothing within that realm can ever be rational. Everything in that realm has to be hysterical.
Yeah.
I heard a caller down dial on KNET a couple of weeks ago that said, why, it ain't hard to figure out an illegal alien. I know it when I hear them talking. You know,
yeah.
Speak with a Hispanic accent, they're illegal.
Well, that's what you get for listening to that station. I don't,
it's instructive, though. It's educational to know that
you know
that's
what?
Out there.
No, there's nothing instructive about listening to those people. The only thing that does is gives you coronary artery disease. The best thing to do is to spend your time finding out legitimate information. Bill, thanks,
that's
man.
Sure, Jay.
Appreciate the call.
I like his comments about the Rocky Mountain News because it seems like the last couple of years, I've noticed that the newspaper seems like Rupert Murdoch took it over. I mean, it's
so it's run by the New York Post.
Yeah, I mean, it's just become so right wing. It's so biased.
Well, there's a lot of good people working over
there. Yeah,
there
are a lot.
There are a lot of really good, hard working people over there. But that whole thing of leaving that stuff out is not good. And John, let's put in a request to get the publisher.
Yeah.
Or the editor on, and ask him. Say, look, you did this. Why did you do it? And don't you think that's sloppy?
Yeah, I mean, look at the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal has some of the best reportage around.
Yeah, the editorial department's just whacked.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there, and you know, they'd repeal child labor laws if it was up to them. But their reporting staff is just top notch. Sometimes they're better than the New York Times or Washington Post.
Yeah. I listen, no argument there. 634, 34 minutes after the hour. You want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. Here's somebody that leaves nothing out. She includes everything, including herself and her personal life. We're so proud to have her on the show. Aren't we, Gina?
What?
We love you. We love you, Gina.
Well, yeah, that sounds sincere.
Well, because I've been kind of heated the last...
I noticed.
20. So, you know, I'm going to calm down.
I like it when you're like that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the rest of the listeners, the four listeners we have at this time of the morning, they don't like it.
Okay.
Oh, stop yelling. Stop talking about potholes. Stop talking about the way. Ah, the hell with them. We're just going to do what we want to do.
Yeah, what's the worst thing that can happen to us? All we can do is get fired.
Yeah. Not like it hasn't happened before.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
You go out to Vegas and drive the trolleys around.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see, man, they blew up the Stardust.
Blew up the Stardust.
Oh. Yeah.
I am proud to say that the last time I was in Vegas, knowing that that was coming.
You stayed there.
I didn't stay there, but I went there I gambled.
And lost his ass.
And lost my rear end. So I gave some money to the Stardust before it went away.
Wasn't that the hotel that the Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro movie Casino, wasn't that, it was the Stardust that was based on?
I don't know if that's what it was based on, but I know that the Rat Pack used to perform there.
Yeah. Boy, what those...
That, classic.
That in the Sands.
That would have been, that would have been the days to have been there, boy, back in the late 50s, 60s. We hadn't been in diapers.
I was there in the 60s.
That's what I'm saying.
First time I ever went through Las Vegas, I had to be like 5 or 6.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
When there was nothing there.
Were you able to reach the handles on the slot machines?
No, I wasn't allowed to gamble. All right. What's the traffic look like, Gina?
Well, we did have a center lane stall southbound 25. It was bogging down traffic from 6th Street down to Alameda. Looks like they got that out of the way. Traffic's getting back up to speed. Surface Streets crew still dealing with a rollover crash. Smoky Hill at southbound Buckley Road, so avoid that area. In the Littleton area, we had a bad crash that shut down northbound U.S. 85 south of C-470. Looks like they have one lane now that may be getting through there. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry. High of 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. And right now, under fair sky, it's 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The Denver Health Paramedic Division, Denver's other gray, orange, and blue team, responds to 80,000 calls for emergency medical help each year. Paramedics remind you to buckle up and drive safely. Visit www.denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy. Academy of Denver.
It's AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 640. It's 40 minutes past the hour. High today, high today 72, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. And 303-713-7600. I don't know. We're kind of like all over the map here during the first hour. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a little bit. If you want to email John Temple, all you have to do is just email editor rockymountainnews.com, or you can call 303-954-5102 if you want to say something about the fact that the Rocky Mountain News for the last 2 weeks has given the Republican side of the Iraqi resolution debate in the state legislature, but has not given the Democratic side of it and the Democratic response. Can you spell news management?
Could it be that the Democrats are boycotting the Rocky Mountain News?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
We're equal opportunity yakkers. We'll talk to anybody about anything. Okay. Let me go to the phone, and we'll go to Dan in Greeley. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay and John. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I have kind of a different twist on what we're talking about here. I've been doing some research, and I've kind of noticed, especially the last few years, that Republicans are against gays or against homosexuals or against certain religions, especially the right-wing nut jobs, and Jews or whatever, certain, you know. You know what it reminds me of is the KKK of the 60s.
I think there's elements of that in the GOP, and I think one of the telltale signs of this is, and I can't figure out how moderate Republicans can stay with this party.
Yeah.
But look at the polling that's out now. There's a CBS news poll out, a New York Times CBS news poll, that shows that the majority of the core of the GOP, the majority of the people who answered this, and they are the core, this is 58% self-identified Republican primary voters, they are unhappy with the current choices of people that are running.
Correct.
So what that shows you is that the extreme part of the GOP is in control of the party, and the moderates and independents and swing voters,
mm-hmm.
Where do they have to go? And if you're a moderate Republican, I mean, where do you have to go? Name me. I mean, can anybody name me an outspoken moderate voice in the GOP? I don't know.
Why? You know?
They're all gone. Would Arlen Specter be one? No, because he goes along with it.
I think it's probably Chuck Hagel is probably the closest moderate I've found in years.
His voting record's not moderate. He votes 85, 90, 95% of the time with the GOP That's agenda, true. Which has been anything but moderate over the last 6 years.
That's true.
Olympia Snow and Susan Collins.
Might be. But I don't know because I haven't looked.
Lincoln Chafee was, but of course he
But he got out. I mean, I don't know, but I haven't looked close enough at their voting record to be able to tell.
Probably Joe Lieberman. He's a real Republican anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The only point I was trying to make was that I've noticed for the last... So, you know, the Dixiecrats that used to be down south, which were real strong Southern Democrats, most of them became Republicans.
Right.
Especially after Truman desegregated the military.
Yeah, the real turning point was 64 when Lyndon Johnson got the voting
the Civil Rights Act
passed.
Right. So they had no place to go, so they went to the Republican Party, but a lot of them were Klan members. There's no doubt in my mind that a lot of them were Klan
members. Oh, yeah, some of them were Klan members. You're absolutely right. There's no doubt about that. Most of those people, though, are muerto, are taking a dirt nap. But the party is, it's very, very, very extreme. And then the weird thing about it is they keep getting on the mainstream media over and over again, and they keep repeating that we're the extremists. And they've said it so often that people out there now at times have a tendency to believe it, when in reality, we don't really have that extreme in
the moderates.
They're the ones that are really extreme. All you got to do is look at the polls about how the American people feel about things.
Well, and that's what I was saying. And it's just strange if you really look at it very closely. It's just that they're there. They're just not wearing the hood anymore. The Hispanic has become the black person in their eyes. Even though they're still against interracial marriages and all that stuff, I mean, down there are just, I used to be stationed in the service down in the South, and they're just totally, 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 if you see a black man and a white woman together, or a white woman and a black man together, I mean, they just look at them, you could kill them by how their eyes are looking at them.
Well, you're right. You're right about one thing, and that is that Hispanics and Latinos, along with Muslims and gays, those are the three targets for these folks. And the thing that's really disturbing about Hispanics being on that target list is that you can't get on this radio station or any of the stations here in town and have any kind of rational discussion about undocumented workers, because if you do, then you get these people who are xenophobic, racist, and not wound right, and they'll get on the phones, they'll send you emails, they'll yell and bitch. But these are the same people, of course, that have no problem pulling up to the King Supers or any other supermarket and loading up their fat mouths with produce that somebody with brown hands has picked, and they also have no problem with getting somebody to come by and mow their lawn or clean their house. They don't have any problem with that. They just don't. They just need somebody to focus their anger on, and focusing your anger on a group of people never solves any kind of a problem.
But that's the way the South used to be.
Well, it's not going on in the South. It's going on here.
I understand, but here in Colorado, the majority of the people that are here in Colorado are not native Coloradans. They came from somewhere else.
Well, it's going on all over the United States. And I'll tell you something. Yeah. I worked in the South for almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the difference between the South is and the North, or the South and the West? At least in the South, at times, they never hid their racism. In the North and in the West, that racism is hidden.
Correct.
People won't say it out loud, but they're still walking around and they're still thinking it.
That's true.
You get these cuckoo clocks who will send email into the station or call on the phone and claim, "Oh, this is 2007. There's no racism." But yet, in many, many, many cities across this country, we have a divided housing pattern here. And nobody has been, and nobody wants to come up and explain that. Nobody wants to get on the phone and explain that. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that there's redlining. So that's the difference between the South and here. The South, the Bubbas will tell you how they really feel. Here, they'll drive in BMWs with suits on and never say a word to you, but they're really thinking it with their cocktail party friends. Dan, thanks, man.
All righty, have a good one.
You think I'm wrong about that?
No, I know some African American friends that say they'd rather deal with Southerners, Southern whites, because they know where they stand.
I think it's really true.
Yeah. Someday, you know, you look at the
polls. Well, because you know what? There's enough of us, and we keep pushing, and we don't give up. I'm highly optimistic, and I believe we will turn all this stuff around.
You know, like you said, a lot of those old hardcore Klan types, they're all taking dirt naps now, and every day more and more of them are going Betty by 6 feet under. And the young people, all the surveys show less racism, less homophobia among young Americans.
Well, people like Tom Tancredo and the others are not going to win. We're going to win.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we got the future on our side, and because
we're right.
We're right, and we don't give up.
That's right.
6:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
With the exception of the usual buildup across Denver highways, especially on that north side of town, southbound 25, Thornton and North Glen, eastbound Boulder Turnpike and 270, it's a pretty nice drive. We did have a minor problem, center lane stall that was really slowing down traffic, southbound stretch between 6th and Alameda, but it looks like that is shaking loose. Not a lot to be concerned with, so hopefully we can keep it that way. Do have one wreck off the highway, a rollover crash time at the intersection of southbound Buckley at Smoky Hill, so steer clear of that intersection if you can. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, warm and dry conditions, and a high of 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild, low of 41, and right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed, so get your new...
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
Computer Super Heroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Super Heroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Ken Carl Wine and Spirits in Littleton reminds everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important message, courtesy of Sean Lee and the staff at Ken Carl Wine and Spirits at 12482 West Ken Carl Avenue in Littleton. Call Ken Carl Wine and Spirits at 303-948-5373. That's Ken Carl Wine and Spirits, serving the Littleton community with pride.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're Debt Set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt-free. Discover the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, thank you for being yourself. 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 72. There's always rumors that Sly Stone's going to make a comeback. I think it was like, what, a couple of weeks ago in Rolling Stone magazine, they had an article about how the Family Stone performed. And Sly showed up, but he didn't sing. But he got out on stage and greeted everybody, but he didn't sing. Dig this, it's 2007 and the guy's got a mohawk. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm okay.
Hey, I usually agree with you 95% of the time, but the last statement I heard you say, I just don't agree with it. Bottom line, it's not a racial issue. It's a law issue. When the illegals come over here, they're breaking the law. Now, grant you, as a nation, and we've been ignoring that for decades, and it's not their fault. I mean, we let them do it. But bottom line, you got to draw the line. And the line has been drawn. You've got to secure the border, period. Give people that are here legal status, and then go from there. But just to ignore it and just say, well, let's have open borders, let people come and go as they please, you can't do it. It's going to destroy this the social services of this country.
Now, why is it every time that I point out that there are verifiable racist elements involved in this whole debate, I always get a call, and I'm not being accusatory, but I'm just bringing this up to you, that I always get a call or I get an email, we can't have open borders, blah, 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 which suggests that I believe in that. I don't believe in having open borders, and I believe that if you break the law, something should happen. But I also believe that you're never going to work this problem out until we chill out and cool off and stop this kind of hate-focused rhetoric that a lot of these folks engage in. And I'll give you examples. I can give you examples of people who are influencing this debate in the United States of America who have racist and white supremacist connections. Why do we deny that?
I don't think that's the majority of the people, though.
Well, you know what? But every time I bring it up, I get a response like you just gave me, and I'm not accusing you of being one. I'm just saying that nowhere did I say that I believe in open borders. I've never said that, and I don't believe it, and I do believe in enforcing the law. But the thing I don't believe in is taking a segment of folks and getting hysterical about them and vilifying them. That's what I don't believe in doing.
I think if our legislators in Washington and here would actually do something, either party, I think you would see everything calm down. If you actually take a step toward closing the border, securing the border, and getting some kind of program together where these people could be not legal citizens, but have a legal status.
Well, I agree 100%. But also,
but that's not going to happen.
Well, yes, I don't agree with that. I think it will. But I also want to point something else out to you, too. And I want you to think about this. There's a survey out that indicates most middle-class families are two paychecks away from total and complete economic ruin. People in this country are insecure. And when you're insecure, people like Lou Dobbs and Tom Tancredo and the rest of them, they appeal to people who are insecure. They tell them what they want to hear, which is somebody else is responsible for your woes, and somebody else is causing your problems. And until we stop that kind of stuff, we are never going to get to square two. We're at square one, but we're not going to move forward. Steve, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right. And I am not for open borders. And I've said that a million times. All right, coming up, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this question. Do you think rap or hip-hop belongs in there? We'll talk about that coming up here.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75
million. Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you
step by step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at InternetBusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at InternetBusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to InternetBusiness360.com. That's InternetBusiness360.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. America's top military man stirs a new debate on gays in the military.
I believe that homosexual acts are immoral.
It's bad enough that he thinks that. It's even worse that he would be foolish enough to say that publicly.
General Peter Pace and gay rights leader Arlene Isaacson live to CBS's Peter Mayer with the president in Mexico. Peter, is this going to become an issue for the White House?
So far, no comment from the White House, Frank. The commander-in-chief, of course, named Peter Pace to be Joint Chiefs chair, so the issue will likely land in the Oval Office. Mr. Bush certainly backs the Pentagon's longstanding don't ask, don't tell policy, but Pace's comments take the debate beyond that, Frank.
Peter, the White House is also dealing with new developments in the controversy over the firing of federal prosecutors. What's the latest on that?
Well, the White House now confirms here in Mexico that it considered firing all of the federal prosecutors. This goes back to the start of the president's second term. The White House says that then-counsel Harriet Myers came up with the idea, but they decided against it because they felt it would be too disruptive. The administration decided that, again, at the start of the second term, congressional Democrats investigating a political motive want to question Bush advisor Karl Rove, Frank.
In Little Rock, fired federal prosecutor Bud Cummins tells CBS News he doesn't think Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez did enough to keep politics out of the equation.
The Attorney General failed the department in this instance because his job is to seal off all this kind of activity from the department.
At the Vatican, the Pope spells out communion guidelines for Catholics. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has that.
Pope Benedict made clear in a new document presented at the Vatican today that divorced Catholics who remarry are banned from receiving communion. As for Catholic politicians who support abortion rights or gay marriage, it will be up to bishops to decide whether or not to give them the Eucharist.
Here at home, the dog fur could fly if the Humane Society gets its way. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. How so, Dan?
A follow-up to a claim that jackets labeled as using fake fur or rabbit or coyote fur are really made with dog or wolf fur, some from an Asian species called a raccoon dog. The Humane Society is asking the Federal Trade Commission to impose fines on some designers and department stores, including Macy's and Penney's. Some of those companies say these accusations are wrong. Frank?
Parts of Texas may not have a chance to recover from the gully washer that dumped almost 5 inches of rain yesterday. CBS's Kelly Cobier is on the Weather Watch in Dallas.
Flash flooding is a concern yet again today. Those same areas hit hard on Monday could see another 5 inches before this storm system moves through.
From stardust to a pile of dust, the landmark Las Vegas casino bit the dust before dawn this morning, imploded to make room for a new resort complex. New reading on the economy, February retail sales up just 0.1%. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Nelman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A Brighton Charter High School student who says he got involved with a teacher at the school is telling his story to a national TV audience this morning. Tommy Clay appearing on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. He's the teen at the center of that scandal involving former teacher Carrie McCandless, the wife of the school's principal. She, of course, accused of sexual assault on a child by one in a position of trust and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The improper conduct reportedly started during a school-sponsored field trip to Estes Park last October. Bond has now been set at $5,000 for those two men accused of the weekend hate crime in Boulder. Police arrested the 21-year-olds for allegedly making homophobic slurs and starting a fight with two gay men early Sunday.
Well, we had nice weather. Brings a lot of people out. I know we had a lot of people that were out having a good time, and sometimes the mix of youth and alcohol.
Gee, you think so? Boulder Police Chief Mark Beckner, the two men are CU students. They've been suspended and could be expelled if found guilty by the school's judicial process. Expanding the state's new smoking ban to casinos passed its first test in the state Senate, despite concerns from some casino workers they could lose their jobs if gamblers can't light up while they play. Casino operators estimate their revenue could drop up to 30% because gamers won't stay as long as they do now if they got to step outside for a coffin nail. And the late John Denver's love letter to his adopted state is now Colorado's second official state song. Isn't that sweet? Lawmakers passing a resolution putting Denver's 1972 hit Rocky Mountain High alongside the lesser-known Where the Columbines Grow, which was adopted in 1915. Rocky Mountain High, of course, extols the virtues of pot smoking. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. The ride a little tough in spots. We had a wreck southbound 25, your exit ramp to Lincoln Avenue. Had some debris in the road, just lots of activity in that area. Eastbound 6 looks like it's pretty well stacked up from Sheridan to I-25. That's due to a crash at Knox. And still had some rollover, crash cleanup and investigation going on Smoky Hill southbound Buckley Road in Aurora. If you're anywhere near northbound Highway 85 south of C-470, had a pretty bad wreck there that had that shut down, but we do have one lane open. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 73. Currently fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
From tires to vehicle diagnostics, stop in and get outstanding service during Nissan's national sales race. The tools, the technology, the technicians. Genuine Nissan service and parts. See your Nissan dealer today.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Furious debate here behind the scenes about John Denver. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk. Hi today, 72. Okay, so I never paid that much attention to John Denver's lyrics because I always hated to have to play his music, and I couldn't stand Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Oh, God. I wanted to put a gun to my head every time I heard that song.
And I worked in country music when he and Olivia Newton-John started to show up on the playlist
in
order to be able to take the format and make it more mainstream and more main appeal.
Yeah.
And it was like, my God, that was the longest 4 minutes in the history of the recording. On RCA, Sunshine on My Shoulder. And it's like, oh, God almighty, man.
Or Olivia Fig Newton.
I love you.
Ugh. This is so bad.
No, get rid of it.
This is so bad. This guy, I'm sorry.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
God. You know, it was that typical, musical kitsch of the early 70s.
You know what?
Up there with Donnie and Marie.
You know what? All I did when this song was playing was talk to chicks on the phone. I just ignored this thing and turned it down. And would just watch the turntable every few minutes to see where it was.
Well, I find it funny, though, that all politicians, let's face it, every politician in America basically is anti-drug because they think that's the way to be. And here the Colorado State Legislature has adopted a pro-drug anthem as its state song. Sit around the campfire and everybody's high. They're talking about life.
The prohibition of marijuana is such a waste of time.
Yeah. But you'll never hear a politician endorse it, man. They think that would be political suicide.
I mean, people who drink get violent.
Yeah.
People who smoke pot, the worst thing they want to do is eat trans fats.
Screaming Yellow Zonkers. Remember those?
Screaming Yellow Zonkers?
Yeah. You'd get stoned and you'd be eating them and all of a sudden you'd start reading all the
words. Hey, trust me, when I used to get high, I'd eat anything that was in the refrigerator.
Well, it was funny because you buy a box of these things and just because somebody else had them. Then you get stoned and you start reading the box, and they had all this weird stuff on the box.
Yeah, maybe we should get David Schulteis on the phone and ask him what he thinks about this. Hey, Dave, down there.
I got your Rocky Mountain.
High
right here, man.
Hey, can we interrupt your Bund meeting for a few minutes and get a quote about this as the state's song? I've seen it rain
and fire in the sky. Oh, hey, man, just pass me that joint.
Here we go. Shadow from the starlight. Oh, no. Thought it was just sitting around the campfire and everybody's high.
Rocky Mountain High. Now, what does to get high mean?
High on life. High on the altitude.
High on about the altitude.
All the possibilities of this wonderful state of ours.
You know, you'd get that from people, too, back in those days.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need to do that. I'm high.
I'm high.
Well, what are you high on? Life? Yeah, well, okay, whatever. Pass me that roach clip, would you please? That's what we ought to do. This station ought to engage in a promotion. We ought to give away solid gold roach clips on the air.
Jay, the station I used to work for in college, college community station, we had a promotion and we gave away glass pipes, little $5 glass pipes for everybody that gave money to the station.
Yeah, why don't we give away? Go to AM760.net. It's your chance to win a custom 50-foot bong.
Oh, Lord. I had a stand of bamboo out in front of my house in Coconut Grove in Miami back in the early 70s, and it fell over. The stuff grows, and then it all dies at once. And I had like this 50-foot length of bamboo that I cut up into about 10 bongs and gave them to friends.
Yeah, we're all living proof that if you smoke marijuana, you'll go on to heroin.
What were we talking about?
Right? You know, you start with one little joint, and then what'll end up happening is you'll be doing crack in no time. You'll be out on Colfax trying to score a rock.
Oh, man, look at that sunrise.
Yeah, so how did that crack habit start? Oh, I start smoking marijuana. Then I moved on to bigger things.
Look at the light hitting the mountain.
Yeah, oh, man. All right.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Yeah, I think they should request stained glass windows in the studio. They're getting scared. All right, 7:13.
A disco ball.
Yeah, a disco ball. Please, let's not take it that far. All right, once again, I want to remind you about this, that the Rocky Mountain News has repeated the Republican criticism of the Iraq resolution that is scheduled to be debated in the legislature, but they did not and have not in the last 2 weeks presented the Democratic side. So do us a favor, and we're trying to get John Temple, who is the editor of the Rocky Mountain News, on. Do us a favor, send the editor of the Rocky Mountain News an email, editor@rockymountainnews.com, that's editor@rockymountainnews.com, or call the Rocky Mountain News at 303-954-5102 and ask them just to be fair and to give the Democratic side.
But be respectful.
Be respectful, but you want both sides of the argument, so let's get both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to mention that on and off. All right. 303-713-7600. Let's have a little fun here and talk about something that a couple of people sent me emails about. Not the listeners, but friends that I have who are, you know, they love music and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is important to them. And congratulations to REM and Patti Smith. I love both of them.
Yeah.
And the Ronettes, too, who were great. And maybe you're too young to remember the Ronettes. But, and also Van Halen. But the weird thing is, here's the weird thing. The weird thing is that Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And most people, I think, would consider them either to be hip-hop or rap. Now, should hip-hop or rap be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or should there be a hip-hop and a rap Hall of Fame? But does one belong with the other? And I freely admit that with very, very rare exceptions, I have no ear for hip-hop or rap.
I liked a group a number of years ago called Diggable Planets.
What about Public Enemy? I love Public Enemy.
Yeah, but vocalist Mel, is it Melly Mel?
I have no clue.
It's Grandmaster Mel Mel.
It's Grandmaster Mel Mel, right?
He's defending their inclusion in Rock and Roll.
I mean, is that rock and roll?
Hip-hop actually is the perfect music to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it was inner-city-based music, but we use everybody's music.
Yeah, that may be true. They may get, you know, engage in sampling. They may get into all of that stuff. But is that really rock and roll? I don't think it's really rock and roll. Rock and roll is rock and roll.
See, Al Sharpton thinks so.
For those that say hip-hop has no place in rock and roll doesn't understand the historic legacy of what rock and roll meant socially and culturally.
See, I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
I think Reverend Al Sharpton's wrong there.
I mean, yeah.
In all due respect for him, I just think he's wrong.
Rock
and roll is rock and roll. It's not hip-hop. It's not rap.
No. It has its rhythms in R&B. But maybe the argument of the rappers is that they're based in R&B, too.
My understanding of rock and roll always was this, that it was a mixture of black blues and white hillbilly music.
Yeah.
And the Muddy Waters said that the blues, late Muddy Waters said that the blues gave birth to a baby and it was rock and roll.
Yeah.
Now, how does hip-hop or rap fit into that scenario? In other words, would you see somebody like, say, Eddie Cochran on the same stage with Grandmaster Flash if Eddie Cochran were alive today?
Or Eminem?
Yeah, I mean, he might want to do it, but do they have the same? Do they have anything in common? Or Brian Jones? What about Brian Jones? The late Brian Jones. I don't know.
Either.
I don't think it belongs in there. But I'd like to see what other people think. 303-713-7600. Do you think that rap and hip hop belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or do you think that they should be separate? And if you were watching this last night on VH1 and saw this. Yeah, were you happy with that? Or maybe I'm just way out in left field, but you agree with me, too. You don't think it belongs in there either, do you?
No.
Okay, so maybe we're off in left field. Maybe we don't know what we're talking about. Maybe we're just a couple old guys who, you know, need to be picked up by the Denver paramedics. and taken to the home because we're not hip and we don't get it.
For involuntary euthanasia?
Yeah. 303-713-7600. Jump on this and educate us if you disagree with us. And if you agree with us, tell us why. I mean, I don't see Dwayne Allman, for instance, on the same stage with Jay-Z.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
449-9551.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
It's Tom Hartman.
Conservative Dennis Avery says that Senator Barbara Boxer of California has
absurd answers
to global warming.
Absurd answers?
I'll be disagreeing, as you may have expected. Naomi Klein will be here on the psychological torture of Jose Padilla and what it has done to him and what it means for all of us. That and more and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 72. Okay, did these guys belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grandmaster Flash?
Broken glass everywhere, people... And on the stage, you know, they just don't care. I can't take this now.
I don't
care.
What the hell do I know? Let's go to the phones. We go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think that you're misclassifying Grandmaster Flash as rap or hip hop. I think they should probably be classified as funk.
Funk to me would be somebody like the Meters.
Perhaps. What about someone like Sly and the Family Stone, who I think Grandmaster Flash kind of came after, but they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think that's rock and roll / funk.
Okay.
I think they would be closer than because Sly sang those the people in that group sang, and what Grandmaster Flash is doing here, at least in the cut that we just played,
right,
is he's not singing, he's rapping.
That's true.
And if you
and
rap,
they were one of the first to do it.
Yeah, if you rap, so, then you're in another category other than rock and roll. Rock and roll does not encompass rap. Rock and roll stations don't play rap.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm not really familiar with all of Grandmaster Flash's works, but I don't think that all of them are that way. I don't think all of them are similar to the cut that you played. I think some of them are actually more singing, but I could be mistaken there.
Well, you know what? You may be right, and I may be the one who's mistaken. I mean, I grant you that, because I've heard them over the years, but I'm not as familiar with them as, say, I would be somebody else who's in that category, like Public Enemy.
Right. Well, they definitely don't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, and that's why I don't think Grandmaster Flash does either. But there may be some cuts where he does sing.
Yeah, that's true.
But does that sound like rock and roll to you?
No.
See, it doesn't to me either. Now, why?
Well, I mean, parts of it do, I guess. Some of the rhythms do, but the singing structure doesn't. So I think that's what you're tending to go on.
Yeah, that's a large part of it. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
Okay. We got a little bit more? Play a little bit more.
Just get off the wall. Let's have a ball. The 70s are gone. It's the 80s, y'all.
See, that's not singing. That's rapping. Ask her to dance. Rapping would be another category to me. Would not be rock and roll. All right, let's think of a classic rock and roll song. Think of a classic rock and roll song. Can you think of one, John?
Brown Sugar, the Rolling Stones.
All right, go find Brown Sugar.
Go ahead and cheat the skirt. You can't help it. It's your line of work to get the women on the floor. It's you they adore. You might as well give them what they can. Yeah, boy, you know what time it is.
Okay, here is Brown Sugar by the Stones. Now listen to the difference between the two. There's guitar work and drum. If you want to use something more modern, if you don't want to, use that song, we can always play something by the Dave Matthews Band, something by R.E.M.
Rock and roll doesn't necessarily have to have vocals, though, does it?
No, but a typical rock and roll instrumental would not sound like what Grandmaster Flash sounds like. A typical rock, if you think about the rock and roll instrumentals that have been hits over the years, and you think about the ones that are prominent, they've always had saxophones or guitar work as opposed to rapping. Let's go to Jamal in Denver. Jamal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
All right, it's good to talk to you again. I had to get in on this one. Well, the way I see it is like this. Both genres of music, hip-hop and rock and roll, both have derived from African-American slaves that were brought over here. There is a mixture in rock and roll of, you said, hillbilly-type music or guitar-type sound to it. But the drum rhythm, the basis of both pieces of music, are the same. Like when you played the rock and roll song, it was down, down, down over it. But if you mute out that part and you just listen to the drum, the rhythm and the time of the drum is exactly the same. I know it's the same because the rappers, they came at a technical time where they actually had to sample the music. So, of course, the drum beat is the same because they were sampling rock and roll drums, rock and roll sounds to create the template, if you will, for rap and hip-hop music. So, in that way, it is related. So, just like James Brown is related to hip-hop. I mean, anybody that knows rap music knows that James Brown's music is a basis for the template for the sound that you hear today. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow what you're saying. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that. I want to point out a couple of things here. First of all, you're right about the roots thing. You're absolutely right about that. And as a matter of fact, you can actually trace country music back to two
Africa.
That's right, because Jimmy Rogers, if you listen to early Jimmy Rogers recordings, and they're fabulous, who is considered to be the father of country music, he got that yodeling that he does and
right.
that kind of crying out, he got it from working with black
with
people. Yeah, in the South.
Really?
Okay? Oh, yeah, absolutely. So right. Jamal's right about that. But, Jamal, I could also draw the other parallel, which would be, not parallel, that's the wrong word. I could draw another example off this, which would be to say that all of the music that we have basically in this country, with the exception of classical music, all draws from African-American roots. So you wouldn't turn around and you wouldn't put
right.
Charlie Parker or John Coltrane.
Good point. Just like you wouldn't have Mick Jagger. We do have a Hip-Hop Hall of Fame. I don't know if you know that.
I do know that.
So it's in his third year, and Grandmaster Flash is actually in the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame. But it'd be like putting Mick Jagger in the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame, maybe along those lines. Or maybe putting Jimi Hendrix in the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame, where rappers, you know, would look at that and be like, well, wait a minute. But at the same time, it is true because we sampled that music. Those drum beats, we were looking for 4-bar, 8-bar loops that we could use, you know. So a lot of time in the intro of a rock and roll song, they weren't just howling on the guitar. It may have been just the drummer in the beginning, and we might sample that piece. And it's part rock and roll because it's like a gumbo. Rap is like a gumbo, almost. And so, yeah, it has traces of rock and roll in it. And so in that, it is part rock and roll.
Let me ask you a question, since you seem to be, pretty knowledgeable on rap. What happened with MC Hammer? I mean, he was like one of the first rap stars, and man, he was like, you turned around and he was gone.
Because he was no good.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It was like Vanilla Fudge.
One thing about rap shelf life is not that long. And see, one thing, rappers, right now it's in the South. Where rap is concentrated right now, it's controlled, dominated by the South from a black perspective. But at one time it was dominated by New York. And then there was another period where it was dominated by Los Angeles. But what I'm saying is the shelf life for rap isn't that long. So a guy like MC Hammer that came out of Oakland, California, they had their time. And now guys that are from Atlanta like Ludacris and things like that are more shiny now in the rap game.
All right. Thank you.
Too bad MC Hammer spent all his money, though.
He spent all his money. Hey, well, hey, it's good to talk to you, Jay.
Hey, Jamal. Love you, man. Call me again.
Love you, too. All right.
See you later.
Well, when I was working out in San Francisco, he built this. That was when he first came to prominence.
So he built that huge house.
There's this huge mansion up there, and boom, went into foreclosure.
Yeah, do we have any Vanilla Ice in the library?
Ice.
There's another one.
He and I went to the same high school.
Matter of fact, I feel sorry for you.
It was the high school newspaper, the Palmetto High School newspaper, that exposed him. You know, because he claimed that he came from...
What is that? Is that like your claim to fame?
Well, he... Huh?
Is that like your claim to fame? I went to high school with the Vanilla Ice.
No, I didn't go to high school with him.
You went to the same high school.
The guy that also graduated from my high school about 10 years after I did, Jeff Bezos, got started at Amazon.com. But
I'm happy to say that I went to high school with nobody.
Vanilla Ice claimed that he came from, you know, poverty and all that stuff. White, upper middle class kid.
Well, poverty's in the eye of the beholder. 733.
Yeah, he didn't have a Beamer.
Yeah, I don't have enough money. I'm in poverty, too. All right, Gina. Does Grandmaster Flash belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know, I don't know that much about him as an artist, so I don't think I'm qualified to say.
John Turco's good answer, check traffic, because we're running behind. Hey, John, check this, okay? See what this is? This is a kickstand for your nose. This is a rocket launcher. This is your intelligence level. We'll get there when we want to. Now John's mad. Okay,
but
the rest of the show will be terrible, because John's mad.
Oh.
John, I'm only kidding with you. All right, we'll check traffic.
I do think it's cool, though, that John Denver's song is the new song.
No, Gina, you can't talk about that. We have to check traffic. Oh, and you think it's cool that John Denver's song is the new song?
Yeah.
Even though it's about drugs?
It's not about drugs.
Oh, Rocky Mountain High.
What are you talking
about,
Gina?
I don't agree with that
at all. Sitting around the campfire and everybody's high?
Everybody's high? What does that mean,
Gina? Even John Denver said that wasn't true.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
believe
that. The rescue is rear end.
Right.
I guess I'm naive and you guys are cynical, I think.
I think we're realists.
No, we're realists, but I'll be right over into that room, and I'll give you a couple of joints. And then you can smoke them and listen to it and realize that we know what we're talking about.
Oh.
Now, what's traffic look like?
Well, Douglas County delays. We had a wreck southbound 25 exit ramp to Lincoln Avenue. So that is really causing a jam on both the north and the southbound side. You even have stop and go approaching their C-470 traffic backed up on those ramps from C-470 to I-25. So this is the area right now to avoid if you can. The wreck gone east. Eastbound 6th at Knox. Still had some stop-and-go conditions, though, from Wadsworth toward I-25. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 73. Right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If you think winter is over, you haven't been to A-Basin. The snow is great, and the skiing and riding couldn't be better. Spring is coming. That means
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Casino Royale, Short Bus, and Harsh Times. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Deeply committed to progressive politics and programs. As a matter of fact, we usually sit around once a week. We have lunch, and we talk about progressive politics. These guys, Mike and Scott, are definitely into it. And they're there to advocate for real people who have been wronged by corporations, real people like you and I, and have been wronged by insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
If you'd like to increase your business with more targeted, more effective advertising, SpotRunner offers an amazing new solution, affordable television advertising.
Nothing has gotten us the exposure or the fact that makes us look as professional as being on television.
At SpotRunner.com, you can get a high-quality television commercial for your business, any budget, anywhere in the United States.
It was not only affordable, it was unbelievable.
SpotRunner.com makes it possible for you to get a highly targeted television advertising campaign at a fraction of the cost, because SpotRunner airs your commercials only in the specific areas where your customers live.
There was no way that my company could have achieved the reach and targeted advertising that we did without SpotRunner.
Prime time advertising, any time of the day, any channel.
Visit SpotRunner.com or call 888-860-SPOT. That's 888-860-SPOT.
We know it is purely the SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
More though. 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 72. Going to be a great day out. We're talking about Grandmaster Flash being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and does he belong there? Here's a instant message too. By the way, you can do that at am760.net. What is it with radio host DJ slamming John Denver all the time? I've been in Denver 25 years now, and I never hear anything good said about him. So, you don't like his music. There's lots of musicians I don't like, but I don't constantly badmouth them. JD is not my favorite musician, but I do like his music. I just don't get it. Rap, you can't really call chanting music, in my humble opinion. Tom. Today was the first day I've ever brought up John Denver, and it's not my fault that he sucks. You know, they use his music. They were using his music to...
anesthetize?
No, to torture prisoners at Guantanamo, and also they used it against Manuel Noriega, too.
I was going to say, along
yeah.
with the...
Oh, they did. Go check it out. Let's go to Laura in Colorado Springs. Laura, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
No problem.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I don't think that they're trying to define rap as rock. Maybe the people they inducted recently just fits their definition or the requirements of being inducted. I mean, you can get a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame if you have your publicist petition enough.
Yeah, well, that's a totally corrupt outfit.
Well, that used to be the Hollywood Star Walk of Fame thing used to be more of a closed thing and harder to get into than it is now. It's run by this guy, Johnny Grant, who was a failed television personality. But there are people on the Hollywood Walk of Fame who do belong there, and their roots are in Hollywood or their roots are in Los Angeles. And one of those examples, I think, would be the Doors, who recently got one. There are a lot of other people there. But you're right, there are some people there who you see it and you question as to why they're there.
Yeah, I mean, if my memory serves correctly, Aretha Franklin's in the Hard Rock, or what is it, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I would consider her gospel and R&B. Not a rock and roll artist. Like you've been saying, like, you've been playing the Rolling Stones, mentioning, you know, basically other white rock and roll guitar, drums, headbanging, long hair artists. But I think we need to look into what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's definition of who they think is a worthy artist instead of, like, your own personal opinion of what is rock, what is rap.
But you have to concede about Aretha that back in the day, when she was a bigger name than she is now and a huger and a bigger seller, that, and you're probably too young to remember this, judging by the sound of your voice, but I could be wrong about that. She sold a ton of albums and a ton of 45s, and she was selling them on white top 40 stations and was considered to be part of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Now, you're right. You could technically divide that up and say that she's a rhythm and blues artist. You could technically say that. You could also say it about James Brown. You could also say it about a lot of those folks.
Little Richard.
Right. But they did do something. They did do something which used to happen in the music business. I don't know if it happens anymore because I don't listen to the... to any FM music stations, with the exception maybe of KBCO. But it used to be in the old days that a lot of these people used to cross over.
Yeah.
So you could end up in both formats. But I think it's pretty telltale that, for instance, if you go look at the Country Music Hall of Fame, you see some... You don't see many people... you don't see many people in there who had feet in both... Who had feet in... two different musical styles, with exception maybe, I think Kenny Rogers is in there maybe, and I think that caused huge controversy, but I'm not sure. So
yeah.
The Eagles.
No, they're not in the Country Music Hall of Fame. No. No, they're not. So where do you draw the line? That's the whole thing. Do you include everybody, or do you draw the line of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you make that like, would that be like classic rock? Would that be like what you would consider to be a classic rock song, or do you widen it? I guess is the question.
They're going for a widening, it seems.
See, and I don't think you should widen it.
Yeah, we just have to look at their definition. And I listen to your show a lot, and I've heard you a couple times say that you don't like hip-hop. But I think my suggestion, my advice would be to turn off the radio and maybe find real hip-hop artists, because what they play on the radio is rap music.
Well, I don't listen to any stations that would play it.
And you should seek out, you know, artists like The Roots, Lupe Fiasco, High Tech, all those, Talib Kweli, who are actually, like, talk about progressive issues, maybe the same stuff you talk about on your radio station.
Well, I was mentioning earlier, do you remember the group Diggable Planets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like it. I shouldn't say I don't like it. That's the wrong impression.
You're just not feeling it, right?
Yeah, there you go. I just don't, I can't.
Like opera.
Okay, you know what? Look, I'm a 54-year-old dumb white man, and you know what I connect with? I connect with music that 90% of this audience doesn't connect with, and that you wouldn't connect with. And that is, I connect with old time, because now it's considered old time, hardcore country music.
Yeah.
I mean, when I hear Lefty Frizzell or something, or Merle Haggard, or any of those folks, Charlie Lubin, who, by the way, is coming to town, you know, it does something for me.
Yeah.
And I wish I could get the same feeling off rap and hip-hop, and maybe I'm just not trying hard enough.
Maybe just listen maybe to the wrong things. I personally think you would like The Roots. They've been around since, I don't know, I think like 1983. They only use live instruments. They have like a 9-piece band that they travel with, a live band. They don't even have a DJ on the stage. And they talk about politics. They talk about social issues, cultural issues, religion. I mean, they have a song on their newest album, Game Theory, that's written from the perspective of George Bush. I mean, who's heard of that, of a rapper ever doing that?
And what's the name of them again?
The Roots.
The Roots. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on The Roots today.
Good.
I'm going to check it out.
I promise.
All right?
All right.
Thanks, Laura, for enlightening us.
No, no problem.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye.
Here's some email. It's from Craig. Jay, how about you compare Walk This Way by Aerosmith and the cover by Run DMC? Run DMC, and we did. We played that. Or hear Rock Box by Run DMC. I want to know, do you think James Brown belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he was one of the largest influences in the original hip-hop movement? Yeah, I do think he belongs in there.
Yeah, me too.
But I think there are people who get influences from all over the place. Here's Peter in Englewood. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that rock and roll, for good or bad, has always been the big tent musical genre because of the way it came about, the way it was formed. And I'm not a big fan of rap or hip hop or whatever. It's not music. I have very diverse musical tastes, but that doesn't fall into my particular list of tastes. But I think if you start excluding music of rebellion, particularly black music of rebellion of that sort of origin, where do you draw the line? Because then you do get at the slippery slope of people like Aretha Franklin and James Brown and soul music and funk music and other music that derived from the same music that from which rock and roll came and had a rebellious streak, had the beat, as they say, as Alan Freed used to call it, the beat, you know, all this sort of thing. Where do you, because, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has already inducted Nat King Cole, who I think is a more ridiculous induction. And he got the black dispensation, too. They would never induct Frank Sinatra. But Nat King Cole gets the black dispensation as an early influence. I don't think he influenced rock and roll in the slightest, except perhaps some of the early doo-wop groups. But that wasn't enough, in my mind, to justify an induction. I think Muddy Waters and Hank Williams deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as they are, but there are certain early influences that don't. So rock and roll is a big tent musical genre. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jan Wenner, they're into this big multicultural love fest. And if you start excluding people like Grandmaster Flash, I think you're also going to have to start excluding people like James Brown, who's in there, and Aretha Franklin, and virtually any black artist except Jimi Hendrix and Little Richard and others of their...
Well, rock and roll, if you look at what rock and roll traditionally was, it was traditionally white people's music.
Well, it was derived from black rhythm and blues.
Well, that's true, but there are a lot of things that are derived from the African-American experience, as I pointed out to Jamal. And I also should point out to you that when I grew up, and if you lived in a big enough city, there was a white top 40 station, and there was a black top 40 station. And the black top 40 station never played any white music. And I also agree with you about Nat King Cole. I don't understand that either.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the big tent musical genre, so I guess you take it or leave it. But I would not have personally inducted Grandmaster Flash myself. But I don't strongly object to his being inducted. But in fact, I object more to Nat King Cole than I do to Grandmaster Flash, frankly. Even though I love Nat King Cole, I'd rather listen to Nat King Cole than Grandmaster Flash. But he has nothing to do with rock and roll whatsoever.
Well, see, I agree, but I don't think either one of those two artists do, and I don't understand it. But then again, as Laura said, I mean, we don't make the rules, and I'm not saying I strongly object to it. I just don't see it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm right and they're wrong. I just don't see it. But I thank you for the call.
No problem.
Good one.
Okay,
thanks. It's 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And this is The Roots. This is for you, Laura. See, he's singing, though. Hear that? He's not rapping. All right, here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got two major areas right now for delay. Eastbound 6 still really jammed up from Wadsworth to I-25. That wreck is completely out of the way, but you're going to find a lot of stop-and-go traffic along that stretch. Southbound I-25 still struggling north of Lincoln Avenue. That was due to a crash on the ramp toward Lincoln. A lot of curiosity slowing on the northbound side, and we still have traffic really jammed up on those ramps as well from C-470 toward I-25. Watch out for a new problem on westbound C-470 itself. Just west of University, looks like two cars there. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 73 right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan In-Home Tutoring. Now you can give your child a private in-home tutor who's screened by Sylvan and perfectly matched to your child.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
They're not really that way. But it is a big influence in their lives. No kidding. And it ought to be in yours, too. And one of the things is, if you're concerned about your animals, if you love your dog and your dogs or your dog, then you ought to feed them or her, the right kind of dog food. And that's where Purina One comes into play. Purina One formulas contain carefully selected real ingredients from important ingredient food groups. And let me tell you about some of these formulas. Purina One Natural Blend has chicken and oatmeal formula. Real white meat chicken as the number one ingredient, brown rice, oatmeal, soy, canola, oils, plus sweet potatoes. And you'll see a healthy change in your animals. You look at Coco and Jackson, they've got clear vision, clean teeth, great energy level, beautiful skin, great coat, and it's because Mary and I feed them right. So if you're ready to make the change in your pet's health, see the difference Purina One can make. Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina Natural Blends. Don't wait, call today, 1-888-606-BARK. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Super.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
911 a long time ago. Don't you see how they're reacting? They only come when they come when they wanna. They'll get some more trucking and bomb.
56 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny day, high of 72. Going to be a really nice day. Coming up next hour, we're going to revisit a subject we talked about a long time ago. A lot of people get down on my case. I want to re-examine this and give you a chance to put in additional input. And that's the... The HPV virus shot. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now we're talking about whether Grandmaster Flash belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 303-713-7600. Jay, I tried to call in, but hey, work calls. I don't know that Grandmaster Flash belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I think it's important to acknowledge the effect hip-hop and its most notable component, rap, has had on the genre. Take modern artists such as Kid Rock and Linkin Park. Absolutely, they were influenced by a culture and a music that traces back to Flash and his groundbreaking contributions as an artist and DJ. Spike bracelets, leather pants, even can be said to have derived from early New York City street style. The Basketball Hall of Fame doesn't include just players, rather contributors to the game, which include coaches. Maybe rock and roll is thinking taking the same path. Last thought, Aerosmith's career was resurrected by a little group called Run DMC, when they joined to do Walk This Way. That rap group from Queens was a direct descendant of the Furious Five. Love the show, and that's Michael. And Michael, thanks. Here's Mary in Denver. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I left some information with John for you on some anger management therapy.
Why would I need that, ma'am?
It's just a joke.
Oh,
but I'm sorry. I thought it was funny. Hey, anyway.
All right, hang on a second. I'm running out of time, but I'm going to have you hang on, and I'm going to carry over into the next hour, and I apologize for getting suspicious. Hang tough, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right, hang tough. All right, we'll come back, and I'll let her finish, and then we'll get on to other things here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Did politics cost 8 federal prosecutors their jobs? The White House now acknowledges getting complaints about prosecutors and passing them on to the Justice Department. But it says President Bush never asked anyone to be fired. Bud Cummins was fired from his job as the U.S. Attorney in Little Rock.
I cannot imagine how these people involved in this could have brought greater injury to the Department of Justice.
Cummins says even a hint of politics undermines the justice process.
If at the time of every indictment, every citizen looking on immediately begins to speculate about who might have wanted it to happen, what party will be favored, then the department has lost all its credibility.
At one point, White House lawyer Harriet Meyer suggested firing all 93 U.S. attorneys, but was told that wouldn't be practical. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy calls the word of White House involvement deeply disturbing. Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pace is taking flak from gay leaders for saying he supports the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy because he believes homosexuality is immoral. But the VFW is rallying to Pace's support.
General Pace was asked a direct question from a member of the media, and he didn't waffle on it. He's a senior commander of the United States military. He voiced his support for federal law. On the other hand, he also voiced his support for the law as an American citizen, and he expressed his own personal beliefs.
Veterans of Foreign War spokesman Joe Davis. On the CBS Health Watch, a Harvard study finds that lowering health care premiums by raising deductibles cuts down on emergency room visits. Dr. Frank Warham led the study.
This is mostly because they stopped going to the emergency department for less severe conditions like colds, nausea, headaches, and back pain.
It's not clear if high deductibles also discourage necessary visits.
Lift it off. Here you go. Whoops.
You may have heard that exercise boosts brain power, but why? New research shows it builds new cells in the part of the brain linked with memory and memory loss. Touchy subject could dominate talks on the fifth and final stop of the president's Latin American tour.
I'm Peter Mayer in Mérida, Mexico. Immigration will be among President Bush's top issues in the talks with Mexican President Calderon. Mr. Bush will promote his own immigration reform plan, including a guest worker program.
We don't want people to feel like they have to get stuffed into the back of a truck and pay exorbitant fees to coyotes to come and try to realize dreams. There's got to be a better system.
Mr. Bush is pushing Congress to pass immigration reform by August, but he concedes his own party's differences could be a problem.
The Humane Society...
CBS News with the president in Mérida, Mexico.
The Humane Society wants the FDA to stop dogging it and impose fines in stores that sell dog fur mislabeled as fake fur. Society President Wayne Pacelli says the practice is widespread.
In almost all cases, there was either false advertising that real fur was advertised as faux, or if it was real fur, it was mislabeled.
The Dow's down 64. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
This news sponsorship is brought to you by eBay.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The other shoe has dropped. CU Boulder is now suspended. Those two young guys busted over the weekend as police investigated an alleged hate crime at the Pearl Street Mall. 21-year-old Adam Perez and Eric Shorling allegedly made homophobic slurs and started a fight with two gay guys. Both Perez and Shorling are accused of assault and bias-motivated crimes, Police Chief Mark Beckner says.
We are a part of this community, and we don't tolerate it either, and we will use the law to the fullest extent to prosecute those individuals involved. We do not want to see this continue.
The two men also face the school's judicial process. If found guilty, they could be expelled. Secretary of State Mike Kaufman has put Denver and three other counties on an election watch list. It's because of major voting problems last November. Kaufman says monitors are going to be sent to Denver, Pueblo, Douglas, and Montrose counties ASAP. And it appears she figured out how to be on unemployment for 13 years. A Denver grand jury has now indicted a 61-year-old woman on an unemployment scam.
Now, this had been going on for many years, but it was a very sophisticated scam. There wasn't anything in what this defendant was allegedly doing that would have raised a red flag.
Lynn Kimbrough with the Denver DA's office says Adele Rastudis registered phony businesses with the state, assumed false identities, and collected more than $400,000 in unemployment since 94. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Westbound C-470 jam now between Yosemite and University. That was due to a crash off in the right-hand lane right near University. Of course, we still had some continued delays. Southbound 25 around Lincoln Avenue. That was due to an earlier wreck that had C-470 backing up at your merge ramps. Street sweeper just pulled out of the center lane eastbound I-70 near Brighton. Traffic still dragging a bit through there. Eastbound 6 continues to experience delays out of Lakewood from Wadsworth to I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, warm, dry, high of 73. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild with a low of 41. And currently fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed, so get your new...
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Casino Royale, Short Bus, and Harsh Times. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do care.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8. Good morning. High today, 72. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me read you this email. And then I'll go back to the phones here. And then we'll get into the immunization question. This is from Tom. Well, you lost me this morning, Jay. Since your return from this year's medical issues, you and John M. have been heading further and further down the path of reminiscing about DJs and talking about music while moving further and further away from discussing progressive politics. Sure, you're still talking civics, but the scales are tipping towards the non-politics. In search of John N's personal opinions when reading the news, and today's lambasting of the Rocky Mountain High broke the proverbial camel's back. I think I'll take a break and stop listening for a while. I'll check back in a month or so to see where the show is then. Thanks for all you do, Tom. Well, my only response to people like Tom is this. You cannot do politics, straight politics, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, or even 24 hours a day. You will not draw the most amount of listeners by doing that. Radio is not about advancing an agenda. Radio is about getting the most listeners you possibly can. Radio is a business, not a cause. This is not a nonprofit program, and we depend on getting as many listeners as we can to listen, because that keeps the radio station in business and on the air.
And us employed.
And us employed. And you know something? I'm not going to sit here every single morning and do nonstop straight politics. I know that there are others on this station who do that every single day. I disagree with that approach. I've never done it in my career, and I'm not going to start doing it now. Now, in the first hour, we talked about the following things. Iraq, Reverend Peter Pace, that's General Peter Pace, and the Rocky Mountain News' bias towards Democrats in the legislature. Now, would you consider that to be A, lifestyle, B, politics, C, pop culture? I consider that to be politics. Coming up next hour, we're going to check with Jameson Fosier from Media Matters. I would also consider that to be politics.
Sure, it's not lifestyle.
No. So, Tom, in all due respect, you have to do what you think is right.
Yeah, I mean, and he was very polite.
Yeah, respectful. And he, you know, you could change the dial. But I got to say it again. I'm not going to do it. Straight politics every single day. I'm just not going to. And even if it means that I go down in flames and have to look for another job, that's fine. But I'm not going to do it because I don't think people live that way. And this is, once again, a business. It's not an agenda.
Right. Hear, hear.
All right. All right, Mary. Now, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rude with you or to have to put you on hold. So go ahead and say what you wanted to say, and we will stand down and listen intently.
Okay, Jake. I've always been kind of opposed to the popular stuff in general because I feel like it's all, you know, I'm being marketed to. And I felt, you know, I used to always hate the Grammys because they never really recognized any of the really classic, like Led Zeppelin and them. But station?
No, I don't. I don't care for that kind of radio.
They play it's either from 6 or 7 till 9. They play. It's called Honky Tonk Heroes, and they play real classic country. And then after that, they play like 3 hours of bluegrass. And if you're a classic country kind of guy, you'd probably really enjoy that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, I worked in that format for God knows how long, so I got a pretty extensive collection at home.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
So
yeah, I don't.
If I don't listen to KBCO, then I listen to my stuff because I like myself,
yeah.
And I like to buy CDs.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. You know, my parents used to listen to country on Sunday mornings, and so that's about the extent of my exposure to it. I've never really been super into it, but I find nowadays, you know, as I'm older, I'm almost as old as you, I do kind of enjoy some of that classic country. It takes me back to my childhood.
Yeah, well, you should discover it more because there's all sorts of great stuff out there, and it's really it's really good. Heartfelt music. It really is. Mary, thank you. I love you. Thanks for the call.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. I heard a song yesterday by Charlie Lubin called You're My Wife, But She's My Woman. Don't you love that? That's like the best.
One of my favorite titles was How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away?
Yeah. My house is your honky-tonk. I wish I could remember the lyrics from that. Something like, I found 5 whiskey bottles in my trash, I wouldn't mess with any man that drinks that much mash. Is that great?
Good one.
So good. Okay, let's get into this. We got kind of a heated debate about this about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe 4. And then this became a national story. And then it kind of died down. But now it's being debated in the legislature. And I had a ton of people send me emails about this. The thought of a 12-year-old girls being vaccinated against a virus spread by sexual activity, well, it makes some people extremely nervous. And there are parents out there, and we heard from some of them, who can't believe that their daughters need this kind of protection. But there are also people out there who say that we do need this. And this is the HPV vaccine. There are also those who are object to the vaccine because Merck, who makes it, lobbied state legislators heavily to pass this, which would make it mandatory.
And, of course, down in Texas, Governor Big Hair
issued
an executive order making it.
Now, the deal is you could get out of it on religious reasons, but they would put it in the same category as the measles and everything else.
Smallpox.
And Merck has backed off now, the lobbying. And as one person said to me at this Democratic state dinner here a couple of weeks ago, cornered me in the hall and said, well, I heard the show about the HPV virus, and the thing that makes me nervous about it is that Merck is lobbying so heavily for states to get involved with this and to make it mandatory. And I answered back, if you're worried about Merck and you're worried about Big Pharma, then you got to have a couple of things. One thing you got to have is you got to have a really strong FDA,
which we don't have.
Which we don't have. And then the second thing you got to have is you got to go look into campaign finance reform and lobbying and ethics rules.
Yeah,
that's the other thing you got to look at. But the fact is, well, I don't want to say fact, but the thing is, the human papilloma virus is a sexually transmitted disease, and it causes 70% of the cases of cervical cancer. And to me, this whole idea that, well, by giving these young girls this this vaccine, you're quote-unquote promoting sex. I've said this a million times on the air. Sex is one of the few things in life that doesn't need any promotion. It promotes itself.
Yeah.
Now, all you can do as a parent is to sit down and attempt to talk to your kids about it and be open and honest about it. But this is a public health issue. And if we can prevent
70% of the cervical cancer.
If we can prevent women, if we can prevent girls who later become women from getting cervical cancer, then why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who object to this. There are a lot of people who don't like it. They think that it shouldn't be. So here's what I want to do. I want to entertain answers on this, both pro and con. If you're for it, fine. If you're against it, fine. Let me hear from you. I'm for it. But I think there ought to be ways for you to opt out. And I think one of those ways ought to be that you can get, you know, your parents can say religious reasons or whatever the case.
And later on, when you come down with cervical cancer, you can curse your parents.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true.
Well, this thing has to be administered to be effective before they start becoming sexually active.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see what you think. Line up, and we'll talk about this. 303-713-7600. Make this vaccine mandatory for young girls or not. I want to throw in one other thing. What about those kids, those young girls in the state of Colorado who don't have any health insurance?
Of which there are a lot.
So they can't go to a doctor and say, here's my copay, give my daughter, you know, their parents can't go to a doctor and go, here's my copay, give my daughter a shot.
Yeah, because these things cost like, what, $300
a... Yeah, right. So what do you do about that? Okay, is there overreaction to this or not? And I'll tell you something that really scares me about this. One last thing here is, under the opposition to the vaccine in the Rocky Mountain News, they quote a nutritionist from Newport Beach, California.
A nutritionist?
Yeah. A nutritionist.
That's like quoting a hurricane expert on global warming.
I mean, that's weird. Oh, I see. So, in other words, what I'm supposed to do is drink green tea?
Yeah, there you go.
And blow out my colon, and that'll fix it? 819, 19 minutes.
Enemas.
Yeah. Prune pit enemas.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
250 or go to computersuperheroes.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
We'll be broadcasting from the Big Apple, New York City. You know, the Sunday talking shows, are they getting too conservative? You know, your favorite Sunday morning talking heads? Congress thinks they are, and they're going to look into it and hold hearings on that issue. The Army Surgeon General has been forced to resign over the scandal at Walter Reed Hospital. We'll tell you the latest. We'll take your phone calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After eight, mostly sunny, high today, 72. Before we go to the polls, let me remind you very, 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 very quickly. The Rocky Mountain News for the last 2 weeks has reported Republican criticism of the Iraq resolution, which is going to be debated in the state legislature, without offering any kind of a Democratic response. So, we've gotten in contact with John Temple, who's the editor. We want to try to get him on to talk about it. I urge you to email him and ask him why it is that in articles by Lynn Bartles and April M. Washington that there's no Democratic response included in any of this. It's editor at RockyMountainNews.com. That's editor at RockyMountainNews.com. Or you can call John Temple at 303-954-5102. That's 303-954-5102. This is not honest journalism. All right, let's go to the phones about this whole virus situation. We go to Dr. Joe in Broomfield. Doc, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, sir?
Again, I haven't spoken to you for about a year, but it's great hearing your voice again.
Thank you.
I have some opinions on HPV. First of all, it's well over 90% of cervical cancer, not 70%, are caused by HPV. So we can almost eradicate cervical cancer from our population by giving the vaccine. There are two companies which are producing the vaccine. Merck was the first to come out with it, and it goes for the high-risk HPV 16 and 18 are the numbers. And then GSK is also coming out with one which goes for 4 as an additional 2 viruses that can be eradicated as well. But the 16 and 18 viruses are responsible for most cervical cancers worldwide. So I think it's a great idea to vaccinate young girls, obviously before they're sexually active. It's still okay to vaccinate after they're sexually active as long as you've documented that they don't have the HPV virus. And that's a simple test you do with a pap to get that information. And there are several things that will happen. Number one, we won't be doing as many pap tests. Women, young girls won't have to come in for as many visits to the OB-GYN doctor if they have this test done. There'll be a lot fewer procedures done to get rid of the HPV or the abnormal pap before it becomes cancerous. So there's a lot of benefit to this.
What do you say to those who criticize it, though, and say, well, it hasn't been tested, and...
Oh, it's been well-tested, number one. It's been proven to be... It's one of the few things that are 100% effective. It really does the job, so it's been very well-tested. There's two issues politically that come up. Number one is Merck and some of the pharmaceutical companies using this to increase their profits? Well, of course they are, and that's the nature of business, and I don't have a problem with that. It costs about $720 for the free shot, so it does get quite expensive. A lot of countries in this world are going to be providing this for their population. I'm actually moving to New Zealand in about 2 weeks, and I'll be practicing down there where there's more of a socialized medicine, and I'm sure that they'll be offering it to all their young women.
Wow, what was your decision to move to New Zealand all about?
Well, it's a beautiful country, number one. Number two, practicing OB-GYN here in this country is not fun anymore. It's hard to make a living. The insurance companies run the show. They are skimming all the profits out of medicine. There is no profit left for physicians who have to work very, very hard just to get by in my field, particularly.
Yeah, but we need you to stay and fight.
Yeah, well, I've given up the fight. I'm 60 years old, and I just can't continue working 120-hour weeks. It doesn't work for me. Down there, they give you 2 months off a year of vacation, whereas I have basically no vacation. In addition to that, they will not let you work more than a certain number of hours a week. So it's a whole different system, and it's a lot more compatible with what I need at this stage of my life. So,
all right. Well, you know what, Doc? I wish you the best of luck. If I don't talk to you again, and drop us a postcard, I mean, let us know where you are.
I will do that. And I just want to say one more thing. The other issue is obviously political from some of the right-wing conservatives feeling that if you don't offer the virus, and if you do offer the virus, then their kids are going to be more apt to be sexually active. And that's, you know, I see young kids, young girls in my office all the time. And, you know, you'd be surprised what age they start having sexual activity. So, you know, that's like putting blinders on. We can eradicate cervical cancer from the face of the earth, and I think we should do it.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Doc, thanks, man. Have a safe trip.
Okay. All right, Jay. Bye.
All right. Sad to lose him. By the way, in this Rocky Mountain News article, check this out. You love this. The guy who's quoted as the opposition in here, is a nutritionist in Newport Beach, California. He said, most of the time, a woman's own immune system can fight off the virus.
What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what he says.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
No, he's a doctor. He says, his name is Dr. Julian Whitaker. He's with the Freedom of Health Foundation.
Freedom from Health Foundation?
No, Freedom of
Health.
He noted that regular pap smears can catch 95% of precancerous dysplasia, early enough to be effective in treatment. He worries the vaccine will give false security to young women who will forgo pap smears. I'd like to ask him where he got that figure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I just would. This is from Glenn. Here's an instant message. Both sexes are subject to infection from HPV, and the vaccine has been shown to offer a protection to both. While in men, it's most often only an irritation, in some women, it can become cancer. As with most STDs, women are infected more easily, but it makes little sense to only require the vaccine of women. It takes two for transmission. Why aren't we trying to wipe out the transmission so that in 20 to 30 years, HPV will go the way of smallpox? If we had HIV vaccine, would we only make inoculation mandatory for gay men? All right, that's a pretty interesting point. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up here. Everybody, hang on. 831 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still a lot going on as we get out of the rush hour. Now, the latest westbound I-70 at Peoria. We've got backups there to Chambers from a wreck. Westbound C-470 still struggling between Yosemite and University. That was due to a crash in the right lane. We had some continued delays southbound 25 around Lincoln Avenue. And eastbound 6 continues to be backed up as well coming out of the Lakewood area from Wadsworth toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 73. Right now, fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Help. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
To a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
Good morning, 833, 33 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't care where you go, I don't care where you shop, I don't care what you're going to buy. If you don't get customer service, if you don't get a good price, if you don't get treated the way you ought to be treated, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to be turned off, and you won't go back there again. And Rocky's Autos knows that. And that's one of the reasons why they excel in all of those areas. They have the largest, cleanest selection of late model vehicles in all of Colorado. Even the 07s are there. And they've got their matching down incentive, which goes up to $1,500. And you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 to put down towards your next vehicle. They've got great people working out there, like Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. I talk about them all the time. They're my good friends. And virtually everybody at Rockies, I'm friends with all of them, all of the people who work very, very hard out there, Kevin in the mechanical department, Isaac and Ziggy and Don in the tower. I mean, all of them work very, 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 very hard. Mary and I are just thrilled with the car that we bought there. You will be, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or do the best thing, which is to get out there and see them and find out for yourself. I mean, go look at the selection. It won't kill you, and chances are you'll find something you like because they got so much. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're hardworking people, and they're working for you.
If you'd like to increase your business with more targeted, more effective advertising, SpotRunner offers an amazing new solution, affordable television advertising.
Nothing has gotten us the exposure or the fact that makes us look as professional as being on television.
At SpotRunner.com, you can get a high-quality television commercial for your business, any budget, anywhere in the United States.
It was not only affordable, it was unbelievable.
SpotRunner.com makes it possible for you to get a highly targeted television advertising campaign at a fraction of the cost, because SpotRunner airs your commercials only in the specific areas where your customers live.
There was no way that my company could have achieved the reach and targeted advertising that we did without SpotRunner.
Prime time advertising, any time of the day, any channel.
Visit SpotRunner.com or call 888-860-SPOT. That's 888-860-SPOT.
We know it is purely the SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds
they make a giant
airplane. Lenny Bruce is not.
Oh, sorry, I am. I'm sorry. What's wrong with me? 836, 36 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 72, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk were talking about the HPV vaccine debate. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Here's Danielle in Denver. Danielle, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Jay. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You know, I actually just wanted to follow up on your IM that you just received from Glenn in regards to, you know, I'm still trying to find out a little bit more about this HPV vaccination. Why aren't we talking about this for young boys? Because it does, you know, take two to tango.
Well, that's a legitimate point as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not a doctor, so sure. I don't know if it would work on young boys. I don't know if I don't know about that, and I would assume that the best thing that any of us could do, particularly if we've got daughters who would fall into this age group that needs to be vaccinated, would be to call your primary care physician and ask them what they know about it. And I think the public needs to have more information about it. But on the face of it, I think it's a good idea. And as far as the boys' responsibility, hey, you're talking to somebody that's all for sex education in school. I mean, I'm all for, you know, saying it to boys, look, this is your deal too.
Sure.
And if you don't act responsibly, then you have to pay the penalty.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great point. You know, just having that education is definitely a big piece. But like you're saying, it really doesn't need any promotion either. And I'm just wondering, I think that a lot of people are mostly scared by the fact that it's the age of the girl that we're talking about at 12, and the whole promotion piece around sex that might happen with this vaccination, which I don't necessarily agree with. But I think that people are very put off by the age. You know, we're not even talking a teenager yet, but we're talking about getting vaccinated. And I understand the reason behind it, but I think that does scare a lot of people off when they hear it initially.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Think 12-year-old girls know about sex?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah, so.
But I don't think that giving them a vaccination against cancer is going to promote the idea of sex. I would actually think that that might hinder some in making the decision to move forward to the next level with sex, based on the fact that, you know, the idea of cancer in the back of your head is kind of one of those things that can scare somebody off very quickly. But I don't think that this in any way promotes abstinence or the opposite.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, we need to talk constantly to kids about sexually transmitted diseases.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think what promotes sex among young kids is the media coverage given to people like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and their
ilk
more than anything else.
No, you know what promotes it? I'll tell you what promotes sex among kids.
What?
Silence by their parents.
Good.
And lack of knowledge and information promotes sex, because if you don't know, then you believe stories that you're told.
Yeah, you know, the expression, what you don't know can kill you, comes into play.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Danielle?
Well, I think that that's actually a great point, because I think the combination of the lack of talking to children and the media exploitation of sex and that kind of unadulterated viewpoint that they're getting about the world around them without having a sit-down conversation with mothers or fathers or sisters or brothers, those two pieces come together, ignorance and glamour, and then you've got yourself a problem.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and that's why we should be having a serious debate about informing our kids and talking to them. And let me stress one other thing. If you've got a son, and that son goes out and gets an underage girl pregnant, and she and her family choose to have that child, then you and your son have to cough up child support.
That's right.
And any woman who gets impregnated by a man, unless there is a really good reason, doesn't demand child support and doesn't go after him, then, in my opinion, she has a problem. And we ought to strengthen those laws so that you don't pay your child support, you go to the Crossbar Hotel.
Here, here.
That's what I think. All right, Daniel. Thank you for the call, Danielle. I appreciate it. Good call. And thanks for raising the point about the male responsibility.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jay.
Sure, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Good point on her part.
Yeah.
And as men, we leave ourselves out, and that's wrong.
Yep.
Let's go to Lorna in Denver. Lorna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Getting ready for work.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to weigh in on this. I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, my daughter and I are very open. We talk about everything, well, almost everything. But, you know, I really feel uncomfortable about this vaccine. I would love to be able to protect her, but from which of two dangers? Possible problems with this vaccine or the cancer? To me, they both are equal on the scale, and I don't know which way to go.
Well, is that... No, I'm not trying to be insulting. I just want to ask a question here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm treading on eggshells. Is that because you made an informed decision about the vaccine, or is it just a feeling that you have?
It's a feeling that I have.
Okay.
We have heard claims from pharmaceutical companies in the past, and then come later on, there are problems. People have died.
Well, the answer to that, okay, there's two things here. First, the answer to that problem comes from not buying the BS that these free market right-wing folks always are telling you, that we don't need over-regulation, and they get into that whole thing. Okay, you know what? The way to fix that is we got to have a strong FDA. That's number one. And number two, we got to have strong ethics. Having said that, I'd recommend you do this. I'd recommend that you call your primary care physician and ask them what they think, because at some level, you got to put your trust in somebody. And not all the drugs and not all the pharmaceuticals that are out there are bad. Do they make mistakes? Do things get screwed up? Do they bend the rules? Yes, absolutely. But that's part of human nature, and stuff like that's going to happen. And is it tragic? Yes. But But that's why also we're supposed to have redress of grievance, and this whole BS that these folks on the right float around about tort reform, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away your right to go to court. So we need to focus in on those things and find out from your primary care physician if this is indeed something for you.
Well,
for your daughter.
Right. And that's exactly what I would love to do. But here's another thing. A lot of people don't have insurance. It's expensive. They can't afford it. They're left out in the cold.
Are you without insurance?
Yes, we are.
Okay, how about this idea? How about, do you have a computer?
Yeah.
Do you have email?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to am760.net, email me, and remind me of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will do is I'll call my primary care physician, who is a woman, and she's very skilled, very talented, and her name is Dr. Mayako, and she's in Boulder at the Spruce Street Clinic, and I'll call her and I'll ask her what she thinks, and I'll give you an answer.
Great. Well, that would be fantastic. Thanks.
Sure, you bet. All you got to do is ask.
Oh, great.
All right?
Okay, thanks a bunch. Have
okay.
a good day.
Yeah, have a good day at work.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
You're a nice guy.
And if it were me, I'd call in sick. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to say that.
But, you know, it brings up another point here. It's really a tragedy that we can't trust the FDA anymore. That, you know, we've got to go.
Well, most regulatory agencies under this Congress and under this administration have been gutted.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not worth a damn, most of them. I mean, Bush just made a statement yesterday, or somebody in the White House made a statement yesterday, and I'm trying to recall it, but somebody made a statement yesterday that the SEC, which regulates stocks and all of that, that they have too many lawyers working there. No, the answer would be they don't have enough.
Yeah. But it's a shame. I mean, I remember a day in the not-too-distant past where if the Food and Drug Administration said something, you believed it. These days it's like, maybe not.
Well, the only thing I can wheel around and say to you is, look at most of the regulatory agencies.
We've got
most of them have political minders.
Yep.
It's just like this prosecutor attorney thing. Now we find out that these federal prosecutors. Now we find out that the White House is directly connected. That Karl Rove was directly connected.
You know, Paul Krugman yesterday raised the word impeachment of Alberto Gonzalez.
We don't have to impeach him. We should just demand he
see this come.
Well, we don't have to impeach him. We should just demand he resign.
Yeah, I mean. Have you ever seen a bunch of people as corrupt as this bunch? Never.
No, because everything is political. Everything's ideological. Ideology and religion trumps science. And so what they have in all these agencies is they've gotten political minders.
Yeah.
And it used to be that federal agencies helped formulate policy based on their experience in the field.
Right.
What you have now is you've got policy coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue going down.
And then they try to shoehorn the facts to fit their preconceived
exactly.
Policy.
They rewrite papers and they do all of that stuff. So when Lorna calls up here and says that she doesn't trust the pharmaceutical companies, that she doesn't trust what's going on, to me that's a natural reaction.
Yeah, but it's sad.
Well, it is sad, but we have to change that.
Yep.
And
at the ballot box.
Well, I mean, that's one of the problems. And I could name agencies now, and I won't. And these agencies all have direct effect on our lives, and what ends up happening is we just don't do a damn thing about it. And we should. 303-713-7600. Should your daughter or should 12-year-olds in the state of Colorado mandatorily be required to be HPV vaccinated unless you can get out on religious grounds? What do you think? Yes or no? Gino with traffic.
Jay, it's still a really tough ride as we move out of the rush hour commute. Still have delays along westbound C-470 being reported University back to Yosemite, so watch out for that. We had a right lane blocked due to a crash. Westbound I-70, a tough go now from Chambers to Peoria, again due to a wreck. And we're still seeing heavy delays on the north side, including southbound I-25 through Thornton to North Glen, and of course southbound I-25 into downtown. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies. It's going to be warm and dry with a high of 73 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild 41. And right now, fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex...
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
Our half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at InternetBusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at InternetBusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to InternetBusiness360.com. That's InternetBusiness360.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
AM760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM760.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:52. 52 minutes after the hour. All right, I recognize that as R.E.M. Boy, I'm telling you, some days I'm just not here. Mostly sunny, high today, 72. Yeah, my mind's outside. It's going to be a great day today. Some people are saying it's going to get up to 76. I'm not one of those, but some people are saying it. All right, we're talking about the HPV vaccine. Let's go to the phones and go to Abby in Boulder. Abby, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I've called you before about this subject,
and being personally affected by it, it takes on a whole new light. I have three girls ages 12 to 18. They've all been vaccinated, and I actually got them vaccinated as soon as it became available because I know the horrors that you go through in dealing with HPV. You know, it's good and well for people, especially men, I feel, to say, well, you know, you can go through a pap smear, and then once it's detected, you know, and then it's treatable, but, you know, once they detect it, you have to go back for a pap smear every 4 months, and then if it keeps coming up positive, there are more and more invasive procedures that you have to go through. Now, it's also true that, you know, it does stay latent in your system. It can stay latent in your system for over 20 years. So, Jay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening. So the answer would be vaccinate.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, and also, as I told the man I was speaking to before, right now they are in the testing stages for boys. Men are the carriers, and they are in the testing stages, and they just didn't get a vaccine. A vaccine isn't available for boys yet. My hope and the hope of my doctor is that it will be required for boys and girls to be vaccinated, and it will eradicate this cancer the same way polio has been eradicated, measles, mumps, and things like that.
Well, so, I hope they come up with a vaccination for boys. All right, Abby. Thanks. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm running out of time. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Let me go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm a nurse midwife in Boulder, and I've worked with Joe, and he's a colleague of mine. So,
oh, wow.
Sad to see him going to New Zealand.
Yeah, really.
I think it's heartbreaking the way we're losing particularly obstetricians and gynecologists in our area.
Hmm.
But what I wanted to say was pretty much what Abby just said, in that the reason why it's girls from 9 to 26 currently is because that's what the testing has been done, and that's what the FDA has okayed at this point. However, that research is happening. In my practice, I even recommend it for women older than that. You know, there's lots of situations where, like, take a woman who's been married for 20 years and divorced in her 40s, newly single, never had an abnormal pap smear in her life, and she's going out into that big, brave world. And 75% to 80% of the population is HPV positive at any given time.
Well, we ought to just listen to James Dobson and not have sex with anybody.
Exactly. And, you know, the reality of it, it's just a reflection of all the other stuff with, you know, the way that the powers that be believe there's no education around birth control and sexuality and all those things that, in other countries, there's access to birth control and education, and they have lower abortion rates. If you're really, truly anti-abortion, then you get behind education and just real reality checks of what is actually happening out there. Because I see girls in my practice all the time, young girls that their parents, you know, have closed their eyes to until, you know, reality knocks the door open.
But what is it about those people that they just don't make this connection?
I have no idea whether they're not thinking about them their own selves as they were in their teens. I don't know. But human sexuality is human sexuality, and a germ is a germ. And I tell my patients all the time that because they're such emotional. You know, if you have an upper respiratory, you know, infection, a cold, you don't judge that. You know, if you have an STD, this human papillomavirus, that causes abnormal pap smears and cervical cancer, I'm sorry, there shouldn't be judgment around that either. We should vaccinate and eradicate. I applaud Abby, and my daughter will be vaccinated. And oldest, 26, and went through abnormal pap smears and leap procedures. And the heartbreak that goes with that.
Well, there's something. There are elements in this state, and there are elements in every state, and there are elements in this country, and we all know who they are, that you get into any realm of anything having to do with anything, getting near sex, and they get insanely, irrationally crazy. And what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up costing young girls their lives. Chris, thanks. I appreciate it. I got to run.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Talk to you.
Bye.
Coming up next, Managing Director at Media Matters, Jameson Fosher. We'll talk to him, and then we'll take your calls. Stand by.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Bush administration is under new fire, this time over the dismissal of 8 federal prosecutors. The White House this morning confirms that before the beginning of President Bush's second term, there was consideration whether all 93 federal prosecutors should be fired after complaints about some of them. New York Democrat Charles Schumer is leading the Senate's investigation into the dismissals.
There has been unprecedented breach of trust, abuse of power, and misuse of the Justice Department.
A few days ago, Schumer called for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's resignation. Former U.S. Attorney Bud Cummins of Little Rock says the administration is causing every worry for every federal prosecutor.
He cannot do his job objectively and in a nonpartisan way if every minute he's expecting a phone call from the party bosses that put him there.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says homosexuality is immoral, and that's what General Peter Pace uses to justify the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. Joe Davis of the Veterans of Foreign Wars says Pace's opinion is very much in keeping with what it means to be in uniform.
I don't think he owes anybody an apology, because the military, above all things, believes in sameness. That's why we all have the same haircuts. We all march. We learn how to march in a formation.
But Arlene Isaacson of the Massachusetts Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus has a far different view.
It is crass prejudice, crass bigotry, and brazen ignorance.
Outreach by Shiites. The Iraq Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki traveled to the Sunni insurgent stronghold of Ramadi to meet with tribal leaders today. And from Jordan comes word that Iraqi President Jalal Talabani will return to Iraq tomorrow. He's been hospitalized in Amman since late February after collapsing with dehydration and exhaustion. If all goes well, Southern California hotshots will have a 2,000-acre wildfire in Orange County fully contained within about 4 hours. The blaze touched off when a stolen car was set on fire. Is it a harbinger of a bad fire season to come? Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Fire agencies here in Southern California are ready for what could be one of the worst fire seasons ever. The conditions are ideal for wildfires. Lots of dry brush and other dry vegetation on hillsides. So dry, it's ready to explode. Stephen Miller is with the Orange County Fire Department.
It's just basically a bunch of tinder out there.
Some fire agencies have even hired extra personnel in anticipation of a very busy next few months. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A spectacular worthy of Las Vegas. Fireworks in the pre-dawn darkness as that icon of the Rat Pack days, the Stardust Hotel, was reduced to dust by explosive charges. One of the magnets on the Las Vegas Strip, the Stardust was brought down to make way for a new multi-billion dollar mega resort. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is off 51, the NASDAQ down 8. This is CBS News.
I like orangutans and dogs, of course. No cats.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I like guacamole. I guess really any condiment, since I don't even need the food, I just need the condiment.
Her Match.com username is NYC Ginger Girl, and you can email her right now. go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A teenager at the center of a sex assault scandal in Brighton says he told a teacher at his school he would take the fall for their relationship, saying he had a lot less to lose than she did. Tommy Clay, appearing with his parents and lawyer on NBC's Today Show this morning, telling co-host Matt Lauer he started out as friends with teacher Carrie McCandless, but at one point it became more serious, and the two were text messaging each other 76 times in one day. McCandless, of course, now facing felony charges of sex assault on a child by one in a position of trust and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Clay was 17, McCandless 29 at the time of the alleged improper conduct last October during a school-sponsored field trip to Estes Park. Bond now set at $5,000 for those two guys accused in a weekend hate crime in Boulder. Police arrested the 21-year-olds for allegedly making homophobic slurs and starting a fight with two other guys early Sunday. Boulder Police Chief Mark Beckner, kind of a weird comment.
Well, we had nice weather. Brings a lot of people out. I know we had a lot of people that were out having a good time, and sometimes the mix of youth and alcohol.
The two men are CU students. They've been suspended and could be expelled if found guilty by the school's judicial process. And expanding the state's new smoking ban to casinos passed its first test in the state Senate, despite concerns from some casino workers they might lose their jobs if gamblers can't light up while they play. Casino operators estimate that their revenue could drop 30% because gamblers won't stay as long as they do now if they got to step outside for a coffin nail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a fairly tough morning. We've had a lot of freeway issues and delays. Westbound C-470 is still dragging from University to Yosemite from a wreck that is gone. We have another issue for I-70. This time it's westbound near Pena. Only one lane getting by, so that bottleneck will definitely delay your ride into work or school. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
It's after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 72. J. Marvin, John M. John Turk, why are you rushing, Jay? Because J-Mo is short on time this week. It's our weekly media misinformation report. And this week, of course, our guest is Jameson Fosier, Managing Director of Media Matters for America. We're going to talk about Sunday morning television and something that a lot of us on the Talking Head shows have long, those of us who watch them have long suspected, that they're not balanced. But first, I want to welcome J-Mo to the show. J-Mo, hi.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I want to run one thing by you that has nothing to do with the Sunday morning talk shows, and it's only my observation, but I want to thank Media Matters for America, of which I am a contributing person, for teaching me how to spot this stuff. Last night on Hardball, David Gregory is sitting in for Chris Matthews, and he has on Richard Lamb from the Southern Baptist Convention, and Tony Perkins from whatever organization. What is it, the Family?
Research Council?
Yeah. So he turns to both of them, David Gregory, and he says, for value voters. And I turned to Mary and I said, oh, I guess since we don't support these two guys or anything that they stand for, we must not have any values.
Yeah, that very narrow definition of values that the media uses, which they use to mean conservative values, has been going on for years. And, you'd think they'd be over that by now, but they aren't yet. That segment actually ended after Lamb and Perkins, I think, had been pretty critical of some of the Republican candidates, including Rudy Giuliani. The segment sort of ended with Gregory asking, so where will values voters turn? As though if people who have values can't vote for a Republican candidate, there's no other alternative. Couldn't possibly be that a Democratic candidate shares their values.
Yeah, exactly. But see how, well, you know this. I mean, look how subtle that is. And it's the same reinforcement that goes on all the time, over and over again. And I went directly to my computer and sent MSNBC an email and said, wait a minute, I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal, I pay my taxes, I work, I have values, and I resent Mr. Gregory's implication. Plus, on top of that, Mr. Gregory is supposed to be a journalist. Well, I guess he's not.
Yesterday was a pretty rough day over on MSNBC. Also yesterday, Andrea Mitchell said that the majority of the American people want to see Scooter Libby pardoned.
Yeah,
where did she get that?
My teeth almost fell out when I heard that one.
I don't know where she got that, because the only public poll we've seen has about 18% of America wants to see him pardoned.
Well, I know what it is. I mean, she's married to Alan Greenspan, and they attend the Washington, D.C. cocktail party circuit, and the people they're talking with probably are all saying that, so...
Maybe it's the majority of the Libby family.
Yeah,
there you go.
The majority of the D.C. cocktail circuit.
That's right. All right, let's talk about something that you guys have talked about before. We've talked about it. I'm sick to death of it, and it has become the kind of situation where I have to force myself to watch these shows. And let's talk about this whole thing, about it. If it's Sunday morning, it's got to be conservative America. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Sure. This is an update to a report that we issued about a year ago. I think I remember you and I talking about that a little bit, in which we looked at 9 years of the guests on the network Sunday morning political talk shows and found that the guest lists over the course of those 9 years skewed heavily to the right. So this week, we have released an update to that study that covers 2005 and 2006. And we found that once again, the guest lists on the Sunday morning talk shows skew heavily to the right. I don't know if you remember this, Jay, but last year when we released this report, a couple of the Sunday morning shows issued statements or in other ways responded, and they had a couple of excuses. And one of the excuses was that this is just how it is during the Bush administration, and when Bill Clinton was in office, the guest lists skewed towards Democrats. Well, that actually wasn't true, and we had addressed that in the initial study, which covered Bill Clinton's second term and George Bush's first. So that just never worked. But the other thing they said was, look, Republicans control everything. They have the White House. They have Congress. Of course, we're going to have more of them on. So in this new report, we took a special look at the data since November, since Democrats won control of Congress in last year's elections, to see if these Sunday shows responded to those Democratic victories by having some more balance and having more Democrats on. If, in fact, the reasons they gave us a year ago were true, that's what we should have seen. And we largely didn't. I should note that ABC's This Week has improved dramatically since Election Day. And during that time, they've maintained a rough balance between guests from the left and the right, and they're to be commended for that. The other shows, however, have not, which suggests that their claims a year ago either weren't sincere or they just don't know what's going on. It's certainly possible that the bookers on these shows are sort of caught up in the day-to-day and week-to-week booking that they do and don't take a big picture view of things and really look at what they're doing overall. And that's one of the things that we hope that this study will encourage them to do.
Could it be that, or could it be that they're lazy? Because they know that these little cadre of people will always come running if they ask. And I'm talking about, because you see these same people on all these different shows. Here are a couple of them. John Fund of the Wall Street Journal. He's on a bunch of these. So he's one. He's the only one that comes to mind now. But you could talk about other ones that are on there.
Fund is a great example of the skewing of these guest lists that happened. It isn't just about elected officials and politicians. The journalist panels that they have are often some of the most skewed, where you'll have a John Fund or a Bill Kristol or a Rich Lowry, somebody who is a clear conservative pundit, and they'll be on against a neutral journalist, or there'll be two conservative pundits on against one progressive. The fact that you see Bill Kristol and John Fund so often, and you never see a Mike Tomasky or a Joe Connison or a Katrina VandenWavel, is a perfect example of the problem here, that strong ideological conservative pundits and journalists have ready access to the Sunday shows, but progressives do not.
Well, I found it interesting, no surprise, that Fox News Sunday remains the most unbalanced in more than one way. What do you think about this whole thing with Fox now and the Democrats in Nevada saying they're not going to take part in the debates on Fox, that they're basically going to take their ball and go home?
Well, Fox, as you said, is the most unbalanced, and in fact, over 2005 to 2006, they're actually the most unbalanced in every way we broke the data down. They're the most unbalanced among all guests, among administration and elected officials, among journalists. They have their solo interviews skew the most to the right. Their panels tilt the most to the right. In literally every category we looked at, they're the most unbalanced. So they're almost their own category of not really a news organization, just a propaganda arm. And in fact, Sean Hannity, who's one of their highest profile hosts, is actually holding a fundraiser in a few weeks for the South Carolina Republican Party. So they hardly even pretend to be a news organization. So I'm not particularly surprised that the debate fell through, particularly given everything the network has done in the last few months. I should note that since Election Day, Meet the Press and Face the Nation have actually been worse about having balance between elected and administration officials, though Fox still lags far behind overall because of how unbalanced their journalist roundtables are.
Well, Fox should be considered a propaganda machine, not a news organization. Well,
exactly, and what does it tell you that Meet the Press and Face the Nation have actually been worse than they have been?
Because they're out there chasing that too. All right, I know you don't have much time this morning, and I want to get into this real quick. You're Paul Waldman, who appears on alternate weeks that you're on. He's a senior fellow of Media Matters for America. Smart guy, good writer, and knows what's going on like you do. You guys have got a press conference today with members of Congress calling the networks to address the new Media Matters study about Sunday television. But, yesterday the FCC declined, I don't know if you saw this, they declined to get involved in a situation where there were people in the Sacramento area who had filed protests against a couple of talk stations there, claiming that basically what they were just a pulpit for right-wing propaganda. And the FCC backed away and declined to take a look at content having to deal with them. What makes you think? I mean, Maurice Hinchey's a great guy. Lynn Woolsey is great, and so is Marcy Kopter. We've had all three of them on the show. But what makes you think that Congress would actually take a look at this, and that the federal government would actually do anything about the fact that these shows are engaging in outright propaganda?
Well, I think more members of Congress are recognizing the nature of this problem, and that's reflected by the fact that those three members you mentioned are, as we speak, having a press conference talking about this study. That wasn't the case a year ago, so that gives me some hope. But the other thing to keep in mind here is that this basic problem of balance, particularly on these Sunday shows, we're only talking about three of them if you exclude Fox, which isn't, as we've discussed, real. It doesn't require government intervention for this to be fixed. The only thing that it requires is for these shows and the people who work there to have a commitment to providing balanced debate over their airwaves and giving the American people a fuller and more fair sense of what's going on. It doesn't take a law to do that. It just takes a producer at Meet the Press deciding, hey, we're going to stop skewing our panels in favor of Republicans. So maybe Congress will be able to take some action here. Maybe the FCC will step in at some point. But we know that this problem can be fixed tomorrow by the networks themselves. And so people out there who care about this and who care about a free, fair, and balanced debate should contact the networks, contact their local affiliates, and say that, you know, you're sick of seeing every Sunday morning these panels and these shows skew heavily to the right.
All right. Jameson Fosier, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, and as always, look forward to talking to you every other week. And we urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America's website. That's mediamatters.org, and contribute, sign up, and stay informed so you too will know when David Gregory is trying to slip one by you. J-Mo, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, Jay.
All right. There's Jameson Fosier, a good guy. And by the way, the Rocky Mountain News is engaged in the same kind of behavior. I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll go to open phones. 303 says, you know what? We're not going to go to open phones. Let's talk about that thing that you and I talked about off the air. You know what I'm talking about, John?
About Boulder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get into that. And we'll try it again for a third time and see what the reluctance is of people to talk about what's going on up there.
State of denial?
Yeah, why people...
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny today. High 72, AM 760 of Progressive Talk. All right. I want to remind you about this again. For the second time in a week, the Rocky Mountain News has uncritically reported Republican criticism of a Democratic-sponsored resolution opposing President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. And you know that's going to be debated in the legislature. And the Rocky Mountain News has not offered any Democratic response. Now, the news has said that this could be the biggest fight of all during the Colorado legislative season. And this article was written by Lynn Bartles and April M. Washington. But there is nothing, there's no Democratic response in here. The article quoted Greg Brophy, who's a Republican, saying, if you introduce this resolution, I'm going to come uncorked. Oh, boy, we're scared, Greg. Dear God, have you talked to these soldiers' parents? They feel these resolutions are undermining the effort in the war. Really, Greg? Prove that. And see, that's the whole thing. I mean, okay, it's back to the thing of pimping the troops
yep.
and using them as a crowbar in order to silence the rest of us. And it isn't going to work.
Do they think that little of our troops that they think that
well, they don't care.
Their morale would be shattered because some people are criticizing the war?
No, they don't care. This is Brophy standing with his party.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you should email the editor of the Rocky Mountain News. That's editor at RockyMountainNews.com. That's editor at RockyMountainNews.com. Or call John Temple at 303-954-5102. That's 303-954-5102. Or email him at editor at RockyMountainNews.com and ask him why there's no Democratic response. And we've requested both in writing and with a phone call that he come on here to explain to us why this goes on. And we haven't heard any response yet. And I'm not saying that people at the Rocky Mountain News are bad. I'm not saying that. And I'm not denigrating the people who work there because they work just as hard as anybody else. But once again, this is an example of where it's just not good journalism. It's not fair. It's biased. And I think John Temple has to or should have to explain to us why this goes on. And P.S., I'm a subscriber to the Rocky Mountain News. So, tell me. I want to know. And you should write the letters column, too. And make your feelings known. All right. Well, you're just going to sit there and not say anything?
No, I totally agree. I mean, the last couple of years especially, the Rocky Mountain News, I have this feeling that Rupert Murdoch has bought the newspaper. It's just become so partisanly right wing, which I don't seem to recall it was that way when I first moved out here.
They excel in some areas and they excel in some stories, and they really do a good job. So it's not. Once again, we're not sniping at everybody there. But the other side of it is that this whole thing of what's going on in the legislature, that's just not fair reporting.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not right.
We were talking earlier about the Wall Street Journal, which the editorial page is out there to the right of Attila the Hun, but the reporting staff is just superb. And they're one of the finest bunch of reporters in America.
The Rocky
seems to be now allowing an editorial bias to drift over into its news coverage from its editorial page.
Yeah, it's wrong, but it may well be an oversight, but it's something that we need to stand up and say something about. And because if we don't stand up for ourselves, and we don't stand up for our views, no one else is going to stand up for us, and nobody's going to hand us anything.
That's right.
And we're in a critical juncture in this country. And we need to get it together. And I'll tell you something else. The Republicans' whole argument is, as Alice Madden pointed out yesterday on the air, about this is not the place to do this, blah, 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 on and on. How many things have they, you know, praised for Ronald Reagan? Well, Ronald Reagan was not the governor of Colorado. He was the president of the United States, but he's long out of office. And if they can debate all of that and then bring up numerous other issues and make speeches about stuff, then what? The legislature is a closed body and you can't talk about anything? That'd be like me going to Greg Brophy or to any member of the legislature and saying, I don't want any debate about undocumented workers and illegal immigration. And here's the reason I don't want it, because it's a federal law and you don't have the power in any way, shape, or form to influence that. So therefore, I don't care how much of a problem it is, it shouldn't be discussed.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the Republicans who are sitting in the legislature, do you think they would abide by that? No, they would say, hey, it affects Colorado, it affects us, we should talk about it. And I would say to them, yeah, you're right, you should. And the war in Iraq affects us because you've got people from Colorado, you've got kids and people from Colorado who are going over there and who are dying. It does affect the state, and it affects our National Guard. And this idea of sending these kids over there without the proper training and the proper equipment, plus the idea that George W. Bush has been caught once again lying about this, where we're sending more troops than he originally said.
Yeah, remember,
we have every right to debate this on a statewide level.
Remember how the general accounting officer, somebody came out and said, well, it's not going to be 28,000. It's going to be more like 30,000.
Yeah, right.
Those are dubious statistics. Yeah, now it turns out it's going to be more like 30,000.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I am sick and tired of the GOP, because they're the ones that are doing this. I'm sick and tired of them pimping the troops and trying to use them as a weapon and as an argument and as a crowbar and as a lever against those of us who think that this policy is misguided and is wrong. We can debate the policy. We can debate the rights and wrongs of it. We're not all going to agree on what's going on here, even though polls now show the majority of Americans agree with us, and we're Americans, so the majority of Americans, period, agree that this thing is messed up and that we should get out. We can do all of that. But don't try to sneak in here something about the fact that we don't care about the troops or that we don't care about our country or any of those arguments.
Well,
because I'll tell you something right now. I, for one, would pay higher taxes to provide comprehensive care for veterans.
Well, the entire Walter Reed scandal just blew the Republicans' cover. Completely. It blew their rationale out of the water, their claims of caring for the troops.
I agree. We need a new Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Oh,
because General Peter Pace, Reverend Pace, who's preaching about homosexuality being immoral, is... Okay, there's probably 68,000 gay and lesbian troops who are over there fighting, don't go around and don't advertise about their sexuality, and congratulations, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff just insulted you. By the way, too, Reverend Pace says that today he won't apologize. Well, he, you know what? He ought to be fired.
You know, there's...
Because he's a moron. He's a knuckle-dragger and a moron, and I hate to call names, but that's exactly what he is.
They're sitting there taking criminals, taking people with low IQs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because they're so desperate. Meanwhile, they fire 10,000, they discharge 10,000 troops because they're gay. They get rid of 50 out of 65 Arabic translators because they're gay. It's just insane. No other major industrialized nation army in the world acts like this.
Look, why don't we just stop fooling around in this country? Why don't we force gay and lesbians and Muslims and Hispanics to wear a pink stripe on their clothes? That would make James Dobson happy. That would make Peter Pace happy. That would make everybody, all these hate mongers happy. They'd make them happy. They'd be thrilled. Then you could single all these people out. You go, ah, oh, I see you got a pink thing, a pink stripe on your shirt. Well, you're gay.
Yeah, see, that's what freaks them out is they can't tell. You can't tell somebody's gay. You know,
so how do you tell what a gay person is unless they come up to you and say, I'm gay? How do you know?
Yeah, that's what's freaking out.
There are millions of gay people walking around out here. You have no idea whether they're gay. And who cares?
Well,
how does that affect any of us?
Dobson and Pace do because they're immoral. They have immoral characters.
You know, that's like out of that, what is it, Reservoir Dogs? The line out of Reservoir Dogs? Hey, I dig you, but not in that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what your sexuality is.
Yeah.
All right. 9:35, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jake. Still getting back to normal around the city. Westbound C-470 was a little sluggish from University to Yosemite. That was due to a wreck west of University. Westbound 70 near Pena. All lanes back open following another late morning problem. Southbound 25 still a little busy downtown, as is southbound 225 through the tech center, but we're in pretty good shape. Weather today, sunny, warm, high of 73, currently fair and 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank asks, when's your save day? When you take the money you would have spent and don't, because over...
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
You're not going to get your money's worth no matter where you shop. And at Rocky's Autos, this is what you're going to get. People who are concerned about your feelings and who will help you find the car that you want, whatever the purpose may be. And they have the largest selection of clean, late-model vehicles in all of Colorado, including the 07s, which are there. They've got virtually everything that you can think of. Go to RockiesAutos.com online and check it out for yourself. They got a matching down incentive up to $1,500. $1,005, they'll put it down. You put down $1,005. You got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Rocky's Autos. Get out there and see them. They're good folks. See my friends, the Al Shear brothers out there. They'll take care of you. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:39, 3 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 72. Going to be a beautiful day out. It is a beautiful day out. Don't go to work. Play hooky. If you're at work right now, go home. You can instant message us at am760.net. Get podcasts of the show. I should remind you about that, but I always slip up and forget. And if you're going to the St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday, I'll be in that too. So you can boo and throw tomatoes and all that stuff. All right, it's technically open phones, and you can call about anything you want to call about. But I want to bring this up, and I'm just going to bring it up one more time. I've tried to bring this up like 2 weeks in a row. No, was it 2 weeks in a row, John? It's actually been twice in 3 weeks, I think. And most people don't want to bite on this. And so maybe I'm the only one who's disturbed by it. But this stuff going on in Boulder. Booze and biases are being blamed for an outbreak of violence bruising the town's tolerant image. And this stuff that went on with the woman from Naropa who was a lesbian and was attacked, and I tried to talk about that. And it's like the phones just would, I mean, it's like people just did not want to deal with this. Then we have the latest thing on Sunday where these two guys are alleged to have, and they've been kicked out of the school, I believe, or suspended. Dwayne King is a guy who was walking arm in arm near the Pearl Street Mall with his 18-year-old friend Anthony Luce when the two reportedly drunk attackers used derogatory words for gays and shoved King. This is Eric Shorling, 21 years old, a University of Colorado student. He swung at King, who dodged and punched Shorling in the face. Witnesses said Adam Perez, 21, got King in a headlock while Shorling kicked at King's face three times, breaking his glasses, according to a witness. And then we find out that there is a separate attack. Boulder police are looking for two men who allegedly used the N-word when confronting a man of mixed race, then beat him, causing serious injuries. And that assault happened 24 hours before Sunday's incident, about six blocks away. Now, I've asked repeatedly what's going on up there. And I don't know if it's because this stuff has become routine and that most of you just don't give a damn anymore, or that you don't want to confront it, and particularly people who are living in Boulder, you don't want to confront it because, I don't know, why don't you? You know you don't want to face it? Or maybe the majority of you think that there are more important things going on in life. And I can understand you thinking that way because you're not gay. You're not African American.
No skin off their nose.
Yeah. Doesn't affect me. How does it affect me? Unless you are like John and you live in Boulder. So it affects you because your taxes are involved in this and it's your community. But the other side of this is that this is our state.
Yeah.
And I like to think of Boulder as being a pretty nice place. I lived there for a year.
I've lived there for 8.
And I think that there are a lot of decent people there. But then again, I'm naive, and I think there's a lot of decent people everywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why nobody wants to confront this. And what happens to me is I start thinking to myself, well, okay, you don't want to confront this, then here's what I need to do. I need to hang on to this story, and I need to bring it up every single day until finally you relent, come forward, and address this.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's absolutely great because, you know, the Daily Camera, I've got to hand it to the newspaper. They've been very, very good about covering all this. But you're right. It's not something that seems to be talked about much.
What do you think the silence is?
Why?
Yeah, what do you think it is? Why?
Complacency, desire to protect the reputation of Boulder as being a bastion of liberality? I'm not sure.
Let's go to Eric in Denver who wants to speculate about this. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
My take on why people aren't eager to chime in on this issue is because, you know, unlike political issues that you often discuss, like the president or the war, there really is only one opinion of this, and it's awful. I mean, these are terrible crimes, and these are morons who are committing them, and the cops got to catch these people, and, you know, it's not like there's a lot of debate. It's just it's something that everybody should condemn, and, you know, to me, that's kind of the end of the story.
You know, that's a good point. I think that could be a good point.
Yeah, except the trouble with this is, if it were one isolated incident, that would be one thing. But this stuff keeps going, keeps going on all the time, and I don't understand why. I don't know what it is that compels this kind of behavior. And one day I sat on the air, and people got angry with me. I said, hey, is it alcohol? Because if it's alcohol, then you know what? Stop serving it. And I'm amazed, man, of the fact that alcohol is such an accepted part of this society. When it shows up being behind this kind of stuff, but you can't smoke marijuana? Name me the last person who got caught in public committing a violent crime after smoking 2 joints.
I sure as hell can't.
See, this whole thing, man, just absolutely, I can't get my arms around it, Eric.
Well, there's not really a pattern to these crimes, except for that they're all bigoted. I mean, one was, you know, sort of what seems to be kind of a spontaneous attack on a lesbian, or maybe it wasn't spontaneous. The other one was, I believe an attack on an African-American and then a gay couple. I mean, they seem to be different suspects. They kind of seem to be different victims. You know, I think it's just general, you know, bigotry, and it seems to be young white guys, and I don't know what's going on in Boulder, but...
Yeah, well, all right, what's up with young white males?
I don't know. Not getting a good education, I guess, and not being exposed to enough cross-sections of society.
Yeah, but these guys in the attack against the two gay guys, these guys were going to see you. That's education.
Well, like I've said, there are a lot of fights up on the hill every weekend. A lot of drunken brawls going on up there.
Thanks for the time, guys.
Eric, thanks for your observation,
thanks,
man.
Eric.
I appreciate it. Okay, what is it about young white males?
Certain hostility these days?
When I'm one of the angriest people I know, although I'm not as angry now as I used to be.
No, me neither.
But I was a young white male. Did you want to get drunk and go beat people up?
No. Would have liked to have driven to Washington and beaten the stuffing out of Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger. But no, I didn't.
Well, I don't think you were alone in that feeling.
I didn't want to beat up anybody, you know.
I love her, not a fighter. I just don't get that. I don't get what's going on with the young white males if they think that kind of action is okay, or that you would get drunk and fuel that out. And then you know what? I'll tell you something else, too. They're blaming booze for this. Alcohol is an excuse. There's something else going on. Alcohol is a frickin' excuse. 9:48, 48 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan checks traffic.
Jay, we're in pretty good shape on the highway drive with one snag. Still pretty crowded. Southbound I-25 approaching I-70. Once you break past that, though, it loosens up a little bit as you head into the downtown area. Better drive across downtown on I-25 on both sides of the highway. Through the bridges, looking pretty good right now. I-70 in better shape now around Pena Boulevard. That accident's been cleared, so good speeds through there. And a pretty good drive on the Boulder Turnpike in both directions, and no worries for you right now in and around Boulder. As far as weather goes, no worries there. Mostly sunny, highs into the low to mid-70s again today. Clear skies tonight, low in the upper 30s, then a high of 70 for tomorrow before we cool down at the end of the week. Right now, though, it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, put zero down and make no payments for 6 months.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2Bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Money lying around the house, then you realize. Play the eBay What's It Worth game and see the value of your stuff. You'll have a chance to win a $100 eBay gift certificate. First time, save 3 free eBay listings. And the U.S. Postal Service makes it easier than ever. Get free boxes, online postage printing, even schedule free package pickup. Whatever it is, you can sell it on eBay.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes runs March 15th through March 24th, 2007, during which time insertion fees only are waived for the first 3 listings. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older who are registered members of eBay.com.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 72. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk. I got to, before I take any more calls, I got to repeat to you one of the most bizarre incidents that just happened that I think we've ever had in the history of this radio show. John Hickenlooper, who is the mayor, is going to run again. He's got an opponent. We don't know who the guy's name is. Here's why we don't know. The guy calls up John Turk. And he says, Jay's on the radio. He's talking about the Rocky Mountain News, and I want to talk about the fact that I'm running against Mayor Hickenlooper, and that the Rocky Mountain News won't cover the campaign. And John says, yeah, but we're talking about a specific thing about the Rocky Mountain News, and we're also talking about what's going on in Boulder. And we basically do not let people get on and just openly campaign. I mean, you gotta, if you're running, most people, their campaigns call up, or they call up, and they request to be on the radio. This guy started screaming at John Turk. Did he cuss you out?
No, he didn't really cuss me out, but he got real irate. You know, I mean, when he first called in, he's like, you know, he explained his situation, and then before I could say, he's like, so are you going to put me on? And I said, well, no, I can't because, and then he said, oh, I figure you're not going to put me on. I figured you wouldn't put me on. You know, nobody's going to put me on. Is it because I'm Hispanic? And that's what he said. You know, he said that we wouldn't put him on because he's Hispanic.
Can you believe that?
And that had nothing to do with it. I was just simply going to explain that this is the topic we're talking about. I can't have people openly campaigning on the air. And, you know, when you pop up in the news or when I find it in the newspaper, if it's in the news, we'll talk about it. We haven't talked about the 2008 mayoral race yet. But, you know, so he, and he basically called us, he said, you're just as bad as the Rocky Mountain News and, you know, a bunch of, but no, he didn't cuss me out.
So he wouldn't put him on because he's Hispanic. Yeah, you know what, pal, if you're listening to the radio, catch a frickin' clue.
I said, good luck with your mayoral race.
Yeah, and this goes for everybody else. I'll tell you right now, you have no right to be on the radio. You have no right. Danny Lopez is the guy's name. You know what, Danny? Trust me, pal, not only will you not get on this morning, but you won't get on here ever. Because you don't have any right to be on here. There's no law that says you have to be on here. And you call up and cuss out John Turk, or you didn't cuss him out, but you call up and start screaming at him and claim it's racism that we won't let you on because it's racism? Yeah, okay. Good luck. No wonder you won't get covered by anybody because nobody wants to deal with you. You'd make a fabulous mayor, wouldn't you? I don't think so. I wish Wellington Webb would run again.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Don in Brighton. Don, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Real crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I don't think it's Boulder. You know, I think it's our society. I think all the things that we've been dealing with, the evangelical movement that as you know, fosters intolerance, the war in Iraq that's extremely violent, and I just think it's our bigotry, as the other person said, and so I don't think it's Boulder. But one of the things that might be good, if Boulder at the university, they decided that every free student needed to take a class on diversity, and as a basic part of their liberal arts training. But I don't think it's Boulder. I think we have a lot of teens and, you know, people in their 20s naturally all together there. And I don't think it's males. How about those, you were reporting those three women in, was it, in down in Grand Junction or wherever it was that they beat up that Hispanic girl?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
And we know that women, I think the girls sometimes are more mean than the, but we've heard, more mean than the boys. So I don't think it's Boulder. I think they certainly need to preach more, if you will, peace than violence. But so I don't think it's Boulder. That's my take.
Well, my response to that is, you don't hear these stories in Brighton. You don't hear them in Denver. You don't hear them in other places in Colorado. And I'll tell you something else too. Nostalgia can be depression, as the late Abby Hoffman said, and and looking back all the time can be a drag. But I'll tell you something. 1967 and 1966 look awful good at this point compared to 2007 and people's attitudes. Don, thanks, man.
I agree with you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're just a couple old hippies, a couple old yippies, a couple old guys just sitting around. And we're going to remove ourselves now because we make mistakes like everybody else. And we're going to review our mistakes, and then we are going to manually whip ourselves.
Flagellate each other
for the things we have done wrong, and we will come back tomorrow.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
720-205-5250 or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for